The Laufer, who participates in the shiur every week, told me that he had yahrzeit today for his mother on the Hashem. The yahrzeit we dedicate to learning tonight in memory of his mother, Beit HaDasha Yeshua. Last week, we learned the Gemara on Chesam and Beis going over to Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara says that sometimes you're permitted to recite Kriya Shema Shel Arvis even very, very late. So there were two brachas. The first brachas was Reb Shimon bar Yochai in his own name, and the second brachas was Reb Shimon bar Yochai in Mishum Rabbi Akiva, the name of his Rebbe. Then the first brachas, Reb Shimon bar Yochai says, you can recite Kriya Shema Shel Arvis all the way up until Aloit HaShachar. That's a bit. All the way up until Aloit HaShachar. That's the end of the night. Aloit HaShachar is the month. And the second price, Reb Shimon bar Yochai quotes the name of Akiva, you can even recite Kriya Shema Shel Arvis all the way up until Halei Tachano. All the way to Tachano. We pass in Kol HaSel Kulo like the Mishnah Megillah. And after Alos HaShachar, it's known, Lachatchilu, you shouldn't blow shofar then, Lachatchilu, you shouldn't shake the lulav, and you shouldn't say halav, and still an actual Halei Tachano, that's the Mishnah Megillah. But the Yevet, the Kulam, Masa Mishal Amul HaShachar, is Yotzah. So really it's Yom. So the Gemara says that with respect to Kriya Shema, it's still considered Manshkiro, up until Hanei Tachan. These are the two brachas. Now remember, the first was the bracha of Reb Shimon bar Yochai, and the second was the bracha of Reb Shimon bar Yochai, the Shem Rabbi Akiva. So now the Gemara on Esam and Aleph has it on the fourth line on the top. So the Gemara on Rabbi Zeira,
we left out that line last week, that when you say Kriya Shema so late,
you're not supposed to say Hashkiven.
What say so late?
Which bright is he going on? Is he going on the first bright or is he going on the second bright? The Rashi writes, on the second line from the top, Vashul Yama Hashkiven, Kori Kriya Shema Shalaylo Shachar. You sing Kriya Shema so late that it's already the morning. Samach Lamud HaShachar, right before. Lamud HaShachar, so it's still Alpidin, it's still light. Night, it's still nighttime Alpidin. Before Lamud HaShachar. L'yoyim HaShkivein, you shouldn't say Hashkivein, she'en od z'man t'chil HaShchivo, and it's self z'man Shchivo.
So when you say Hashkivein, Kuklo Takon Shkivo Hashkivo, Bobo Shachar,
whether the Shach B'chol depends on what people are going to sleep or Kozman that people are sleeping. So we pass from Lata Chachonim, like Rabbi Gamliel, Lata Chachonim, Kozman Shibri Adam Shach, and Kozman that people are sleeping. That's going to get to Kriya Shema. What does it mean, the Shach B'chol? But this special bracha of Hashkiveinu, Hashkiveinu Shalom, Kevin Shalom, Hamdeinu, Lachem, Lachem, the Shalom, when you go, that bracha goes when you're going to sleep. So that bracha is only when people are going to sleep.
So when are you talking about the Shachar? You haven't talked about the Shachar, you don't sleep
at all. Before Alayt HaShachar. After what time can you not say Hashkiveinu? After the first third of the night? I would have moved it up before. I would have said the Mishnah quotes of Lazer that Sof Man Kriya Shema is the first third of the night. Sof Hashlo Hashem. The reason why we don't got to for sure like Rav Lazer is because we don't learn B'shach B'chamim when people are going to sleep. B'shach B'chamim when they're sleeping. But if you have a Tila or a Brach of Hashkiveinu that goes on going to sleep, so everybody's back to Rav Lazer. So that's obviously not what Rashi says. So then you should say, Vashalim Hashkiveinu, they should say the Mishnah. Yeah. Now look, it's not like Rav Lazer, but when you get Hashkiveinu, it is like Rav Lazer. So that's out of the question, that's for sure as well. So the Shana said, when is the cutoff point? Chatzoy? One second, we'll see what we can do. So what could the shiur be chatzoy? So where did you get the shiur chatzoy? So if the chatzoy people are not going to sleep. That was the Gemara Sofer.
After we go after chatzoy, they don't go to sleep anymore.
Those people, we're talking about those who are going to sleep. Those are going to sleep. We're not talking about the chatzoy people. So why should the shiur be chatzoy? So one could perhaps have said the pshat, but the Gemara is not correct pshat. One could have said the pshat. The Leizen, oh, that's the last way. The Leizen initially says that his man let people go to sleep is the first of the night. And the Leizen, Malacham, say, Archatzos, they're masking with Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer in principle, but the Gemara is really out of Holchim Lisham, and they go to sleep. But they hold that people go to sleep until Chatzos. No, they don't agree what the facts are. They're not arguing what the decision is. We don't agree. The Shaila is, you go about the Rabbi Lezer, the Mute, the Yard, and the Yute, and the Yute, how much of the Yute and the Yute do you have to ignore? That's the Shaila said. Lezer says, all the normal people who are going to sleep at night are already going to sleep by the first third of the night. But I'm going to say, no, there's still a significant number of people who are still going to sleep by Chatzos. But after Chatzos, that's not called as man that enough people are going to sleep. If that's the shot, yeah, but the, so that would be okay. But after Chatzos, you can't touch them. But first of all, Rashi says, some of two, soon before Rosh Hashanah. And secondly, more is not for that. The Gemara suggests, we didn't learn that Gemara yet. Now, we've discussed it earlier. The Gemara is going to discuss it in another two lines. What's the pshat in the Rabbanim? Do the Rabbanim hold Chatzos as a real din d'oraisa because after Chatzos is not called Majin Rav Hochul Rishon? Or no, that in principle the Rabbanim agree with Rabbi Amiel that the Shavu Chamin is called Man, that people are sleeping in bed. But to hold it there, the Rabbanim has Chatzos. Not to be more come to the conclusion, tell me if there, the Rabbanim. But that cannot be the shear. But where can you have a shear? You say, you can call it Tarakula, you have no shear in between Chatzos and Al Rosh Hashanah. What could the shear possibly be? Hashkinen is when you go to sleep, but then it's not Zman Shchiva. That's the pshat in Rosh. Not Zman Shchiva. So the shayla is when is it not Zman Shchiva? So the Mishkan is Yankiv, right in the Sefer Amdrochus, and the Sefer Kohel is Yankiv. There's a little tiny thing there, but I bring it every thought. The Gemara said before about the Gimel Mishmar Tavi Alayla. So the Gemara says, how do you know to tell what the Simonim are? So the Gemara says, the last third of the night, Isham is Haperis in Bar. I am like laying in bed. So, yeah, they're laying in bed, but they're awake. But if they're already awake, it's not shak to say Hashkidim. So he suggests that maybe that's the shear over here according to Rashi. You have to have some shear. It's not the first third of the night, and it's not Chaseret either. Something Samoch Mizricha. What's the shear? Samoch Mizricha is not Hashkidim, is not shear. It says the shear is a sinch of Shmura HaAchreinam. Ashur HaAchreinam. A lot of people are already waking up. They can't call it Man Shechita. They can't say Hashkidim at that time. That's how Rashi learns.
Shouldn't say Man Shechita.
Yes. The two people are already waking up, so we ignore the fact that you personally are going to sleep then. Hashkivenu, let's say the person stays up at night and he sleeps in the daytime, he can't say Hashkivenu when he's going to go to sleep. He only says Hashkivenu when he's going to sleep at night when it's normal for people to go to sleep. So when a significant number of people are already waking up in the last Hashmura, the last day of the night, they can no longer say Hashkivenu. That's our Rashi.
What does the policeman say?
A person has a job, he works at night. A pilot, whatever, he drives to the airplanes at night. Whatever, a taxi, he's driving. The miners, he can get up, and everything he finds on there. How can he say Hashki Zainu? We're going to have to discuss that in a few minutes. That's a future. If you plan to stay up all night, that's the same shot. A person plans to stay up all night, should he say Hashkivenu? A person plans to stay up all night. No, even though he says Kriyashma, but Hashkidenu has to leave us. We're going to have to discuss, because Hashkidenu is a separate, we have to discuss a separate problem.
What are you using here?
Hashkidenu? We'll get in a minute. What does Taisa say? We'll get to all the details. What does Taisa say? Rashi seems to learn, the last third of the night, Rashi also, he cannot say Hashkidenu. Tosfos quotes the Rashi. Tosfos quotes, "Amil to the Rashi by Chayy." There were two brises. The first brise was the Shimon Bar Yochai, which says that you sang Kriyat Shema Shalaila before Amud HaShachar. And the second brise says up until Hanetz. So this memra of Rav Zeira goes on the first brise. The Tzai says, what's that? If it goes on the first brise, it's printed over there. The printed over there, after the first brise. What do you think I'm going to put it over here? The second brise, what does it appear? That the memra of Zeira goes on the second brise only, perhaps. The Taisha says, here's the Kuntres, and look at Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Kari Kari Shalom Rav Shachar Kari goes on the first price. The Nira Lee, Taisha says, can't believe that. Those bothers my Shivuhu. What's the name of Ashkimenu?
Why?
If it's Lima, it's regular. Why can't you say Ashkimenu at night time? Do not hold from Ashkimenu for the last Thursday night. No, if it goes on the first price, the Havana name, I might be something. Why do you say it goes on the second? Why do you say it goes on the first price? You say it goes on the second price. If it's printed over here, after the second price, it goes on the second price. So therefore, Pirush Atami could see that Rashi is wrong. If you say Kriya Shema before, Alois HaShachar, you say Ashkimenu also. So the memory of there goes, if you say Kriya Shema after Alois HaShachar, before Rav Eitz HaChamor, the correct item on Eitz HaChamor, the Salik Binei, on the second price, of Rav Shimon Chai, B'Shem Rav Akiva, will the Kach come, and now Rav Zeira, it makes sense, will the Matzah, the Meir Hashdi Beinu, the Lord of Man Shiva, who came to Shola Kvar, Amur HaShachar, if he will call him on Eitz, even though that he has it, you can say, Rav Shiva said, you can still say Kriya Shema, but since a lot of people are waking up, they can't say Hashdi Beinu.
What time do you learn from Hashdi?
The rest of my Rav Yidu Davis, the rest of my Rav Yidu Davis, because it's still, I don't know, Shmanesri hates it, but Kriya Shema you can say. Shmanesri you probably cannot say, because the Shmanesri of Meir, it's already go. Oh, that's the Rishon Meitakash, that's what we're going to do. So in other words, it sounds from the Gemara, it sounds from Abzeru that you say Kriya Shema, whatever he's talking about, he's talking the first verse and the second verse. You say Kriya Shema with the brachas and you just leave out Hashkiveinu. Are you talking, why is it that you're just leaving out Hashkiveinu? So that's what the Rishonim already said. When you look on Amud Bey, we already discussed, when you look on Amud Bey, the Gemara says, you have to be master of the Tzivah. Around 15 lines in the bottom of the test on the day. We already had it previously. What does you have to be master of Tzivah? The Tzivah. Bring my cash, hey, my Tzivah. It's before their lines get very wide, it's the third line before. Three, four lines before. Hey, my Tzivah. What do you mean, Mechazulah Tzivah? I believe Yechon says the Tchilo Ema Hashem Sotei Tisa before he starts the Lefi Hashem Sotei Tisa, so you're ready not being Masna Chulu with Tchilo and to be Gemari on Mad Moses take the Tchilo Shalad the only time you say Hashem Sotei Tisa is by Nair but you need to go to the by Shachar so then you don't say Hashem Sotei Tisa and you say in Shachar you would be Hefni take the Gemari then it's not true but Yechon says even by Nair you have to be Masna Chulu with Tchilo Amar Rav Yechon and Ezer Ben El Mabo So what you say Hashem Tzilu says, not by Shachar, it's not by Myriad, so there's nothing left. What's wrong with Yimper? And the Gemara says the Tzilu says, the only time Rav Yechon says, you say Hashem Tzilu says, Tzilu says, Tzilu says, because Shachar is a Myriad, it will ruin Tzilu's Gula and Tzilu. So the Gemara, but we don't pass on that. Rav Yechon, 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 Rav because came the Tavua Rabban and the Tzilo to Tzilo Arista Danya and this can have to do the Chafam Rome Sakin is part of the Tzilo.
Why?
Yeah, they were happy oh, ours is taking what we saw but really have Tzilo's one of the Tzilo you finish Gual Yisrael and before you start the Shemon Esrei you say Hashkiveinu Hi Hashkiveinu stands out it's a Hepsik Ella, what's the term? Came to King Rabban Hashkiveinu Gual Yisrael Danya I found him to Tavua Rabban and Tzilo to Tzilo Arista Danya. So what does it mean? So we discussed the Gemara already by Rishon. Rav Rishon says, whatever the Chachamim are mistaken, is not considered a Hesed. Even though, you shouldn't think it's literal, the Kigula Arich, the Kefila Arich, it doesn't mean that. The Russian, in Sotim discusses when you say Kiddush, and sometimes you say Baruch HaGos, and then you say Kiddush, and Baruch Yari Ha'esh, and Havala, and Baruch Minim Sotim, and whatever, what else do you say? Shachyanu. Shachyanu, you say so many things. So how can you drink the wine later if the Satcha Hatzaki is he said so many different things? You have a Sheva Brachas under the Chuppah, the first day of Brachas, and then you say, well, the Brachas, six Brachas, that is drink the wine later. I thought I had to think he said so many things. But the rest of whatever the Chachamah is talking about, that's Kiru the Kofu Rabot. Whatever the Chachamah is talking, doesn't come to that. But the other Rishonim at this take is the Nasdaq. The Samashonim understand Since the Chachamim are mesakenis, that becomes an attributed part of the Tzimur. You see? That's Hashem plus a Tiftach. Since the Chachamim are mesakenis, Hashkiveinu, becomes an intrinsic part of the Gula. Becomes a chelik of the Gula. So that's the Machlokes in the Rishonim. How should you understand it? That's the topic that the Mishnah Berurah raises. The first in Davish Banatri, Shachat Yichalai, whatever, and he forgot to say Hashem plus a Tiftach. You say that he's not meant to be the Ebbets, because he left out a line from Mishnah Berurah. But you say, no, Hashem Kwanza Tiftach is the Hakdomeh that's proper to recite before you begin the Shema Nesra. It's not Dini, and that's from Chemet of the Shema Nesra. So that's something that the Mishnah Berurah raises in the Dini Halacha, and the Sain Ulanus, that's really the Machlokes of the Rishonim on the Yid. Of the very Shema Machlokes of the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say, Hashkiveinu is not really part of the Birchas Kriyashma. Birchas Kriyashma should have really theoretically ended with Gaul Yisroel. Hashkiveinu is an additional thing. A tefillah for going to sleep. A separate thing. And Hashem says that people for that and should be promised that separate thing about promise of the seal. But it doesn't constitute the answer is not the Chachamim on the second. Another Hashem said, no. Once on the second it becomes a chelik of the seal, once on the second it becomes a chelik of the Gaul Yisrael.
But now Beth Ashayla that there it says over here, Bvachal Yom HaShkiven, it doesn't say Bvachal Yom HaGrichat Kriyashma. It says Bvachal Yom HaShkiven.
Are you telling what it is? You say Grichat Kriyashma, you leave that HaShkiven? How can that be?
So the Rajvora raises the issue.
The Gemara has a Rajvora in the back.
The Rajvora raises the question, and he quotes one of the Rishonim who was a contemporary of the Rish, the first Rajvora, and that's Tetzel and Alice. He was Rav Vida Yitzchak Ibn Giyad. And you see that they call him the Rish Gave. The Rish Gave. Whoever he was, okay. He was a contemporary of the Rish. So he says, not that you don't say Hashkiveinu. How can you leave that Hashkiveinu? It's part of the Birchas Kriyashma, just like you say the other brothers. It just means you don't say that phrase. Hashkiveinu 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 Shema Mishova, but you can't say that you leave out the whole bracha. No, it's not a shevach. Hashkiveinu, please. It doesn't necessarily have to be a bakasha for me. That's a shevach. What if I play it not to go to sleep? But other people are going to sleep. So it's a bakasha that Hashem should give everybody a good night's rest, and we should speak to it that all those who go to sleep should wake up in the morning in good health. So there is Gaius is of the opinion that not lo shalayam kalos habrocha klal, not that you believe the brocha of the Mishnah Machle, el shalayam right from Hamilos, and Hashem is man shchibo. And the Machle habrocha was hakmini mitzvah tenzvah lachana, but you have to say the brocha. So you hold that you just believe the phrase. Why? Because if you hold, like the pshat in the Gemara, that kevan the tzinim abonon, it becomes a chelik of the Birchas Kriyashma. Hashem says it becomes a chelik of the Shema Nefe, and Hashem becomes a chelik of the Birchas Kriyashma, chelik of Gula. So you have to say it. How can you leave it out? The Gemara just from Rabbeinu just meant to say you leave out that phrase, the first few phrases. And all the other Rishonim understand it not so. They're right, and the other Rishonim understand not so. They hold that you leave out the whole Brach of Hashem, because they understood the Gemara to say, on Tetzel day, that Hashkiveinu is basically not part of the Birchas Kriyashma. You finish with the Birchas Kriyashma by Ma'ariv, with Gaul Yisrael, same as Shachar. Hashem is a separate Brach that goes on going to sleep. There it is, there is a time that you recite the Kriyashma with the brachas without the Hashkiveinu.
Would you say it with Kriyashma Lamita if you went to sleep very late?
Would you say
Kriyashma Lamita?
Yes.
And
you say Hashkiveinu?
Hashkiveinu.
Yes.
And you say just before the Shabbat, you were talking almost the whole night?
That's the Machlokes Rashi thinks, but it makes sense to say Hashkiveinu. Rashi says the last third of the night, you wouldn't say the Hashkiveinu. Even in
the
right, also not right. Where that Tosfos says that you would, that would be the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What prompted Rashi to say not like Tosfos? Why doesn't Rashi learn Pashuk Shat is like Tosfos? It goes on the second member.
Rashi says it's obvious if you go in the daytime, you certainly don't get Hashkiveinu. But why not?
Maybe that's what he said, but even our Rabbi Kiva...
The good night sleep, I mean, that's
no, but maybe that's the Chiddush. Even our Rabbi Kiva holds that you can say Kriyashma Shala, Kriyashma, because it's called the Shachtucha, but to say Hashkiveinu or not, because we're opening out of our night going to sleep at that time. So why doesn't Rashi learn like Tosfos? The Sami Kutzi's Pshat, this thing much better than Rashi. It goes on the second price. Why say it goes on the first? The Mishnah Yankee says that perhaps Rashi was prompted into this shot to say that it only goes on, he has to jump over this kid, it goes on the first. Because if he's saying Kriyashma after Alos HaShacha, before Hanech HaChama, maybe he has to leave out all the different Kriyashmas. Maybe he just says Kriyashma without any brother.
The Tamil means only before the Shaka.
This is called the right.
The question
is, what is the Tamil could mean both? Yeah, but that would be the question. That's the question. What does it mean? Yeah.
The place is understood Rashi to mean. How much time does it take to hold
Netachamu in our Shaka? And then. Oh, what is that Shaka? It's a sunrise.
And if you live with the Tamil, you have to move after them too.
That's the question. Mishkan Shank explains that Rashi was prompted to say goes on the second brayter, but Taisa took it. Rashi goes on the second brayter, then he's saying Kriyashma before Alos HaShachar, and then he says over because Kriyashma Jesus just leaves out Hashkivenu. He leaves out the whole brayter, he leaves out that line, that's the shot. But he leaves out Hashkivenu, but if he says Kriyashma after Alos HaShachar, Rashi might learn that you leave out all of it as Krishna. Why should that be so? Because there is, and a group of Rishonim said, that Rabbi Akiva's opinion, we don't pass one. Rabbi Akiva is saying it didn't halacha l'maisa. Rabbi Akiva is not saying, if one would have held like Rabbi Akiva, it didn't would have been like that. He said, is saying it did. What do you mean halacha l'maisa? Do we pass one like Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara said, yeah. The Gemara said, but the Rishonim, there is another said, you only pass like Rabbi Akiva, b'sha'at atzchak. But that's what the Mishnah Zag wants to say. If you only pass by Rabbi Akiva b'shas atchas, that says that we follow the Rabbi Akiva to say Kriyashma after Alos HaShachar, to say Kriyashma with the Birchas Kriyashma. Ask it like that, the Shas atchas should allow you to say the Birchas Kriyashma. That's what comes in Rashi to learn that Rabbi Zeres never has to go on the first brayse, it can go on the second brayse. On the second brayse, you wouldn't say any of the Birchas Kriyashma. The Chassidus Abroche has to be Yom Tov Amor in the daytime, and Amar Haram has to say that. If you say the Chassidus wrong, you might as well leave it in that year. If you wrong Chassidus in that year, it's the Bracha Batov. But when you say the Bracha Batov, you have to mention that it's the same Bar Yom who created day and night, because there were those of the Abu Dazar who thought that there's more than one, there's a God of light and a God of darkness, and the God of evil or the God of good. We have to say that there's one very Olam who does everything. Or the Shalom Avayi Tako, he does everything. That's Hashem Echad. That's what the first bracha spells out, the theme of Achdus Hashem. Both in Birchas Kriyashma in the morning and in Birchas Kriyashma at night. We say that there's one very Olam who does everything. But if you say that the Ruch Hasina, then one has later that the Seir Shihad is. Hasina has to be the Kriyashma. That's the question. The Gemara. First, the Gemara has a memory. Amar Rav Shimon Leiter Halachik Rav Shimon Shamar Mishmar Rav Akiva. Sounds like that's the din. Even with Lachatchila, you can even say Lachatchila Kriyashma after Alos Hashachar before Hanei. And then the Gemara says, "Love the Teresh Yisman Mechlal Yisma the Ruzu Good the Rabbah Mishon." And it says, "Kedai Rav Shimon Leiter Mechlal Yisma the Rabbah Mishon." And it says, "Kedai Rav Shimon Leiter Mechlal Yisma the Rabbah Mishon." And it says, "Kedai Rav Shimon Leiter Mechlal Yisma the Rabbah Mishon." So there's a belief, and the Rishonim answer, no, it's a difference. That if you say, I'm Rabbi Shimon Leiter, I'm not a Rabbi Akiva, the din is like Rabbi Akiva, you even like Akiva, you can say Kriyashma Shalayla, after Alos HaShachar, before Hanei. But if you say the second version, not the very Shitna Mechlo Leitma, so then, and that's the version that we accept, then it's only B'Shat HaShachar that we rely on Rabbi Akiva. Shalom and Rabbi Akiva only said it B'Shat HaShachar, he always said it, and we only rely on him B'Shat HaShachar. But that's how we pass the Mishnah up. The halacha of Rabbi Akiva is only the Shal Tzadok. So that's what the Mishnah Tzadok would suggest. And maybe that's what prompted Rashi to say that Zera's member goes on the first price and not on the second. On the second price, you only say Kriyashma B'Shal Tzadok after Allah's Hashem. So the Birchas Kriyashma you don't say at all. Birchas Kriyashma is for the sake of enhancing the Kriyashma that it should be a mitzvah B'Shalay Lusram with the Rabbah. The Aferis B'Shalay Lusram with the Rabbah. But with the Rabbah they said you should recite the Birchas Kriyashma L'Shonel Achreah And it should be a mitzvah kriya shema b'shmei mutar. Unlike other, we just got to talk like other birchas ha-mitzvahs. Let's say Yishen Kalulav, and so the Chacham of Meshach can say birchas ha-mitzvah before. But Yishen Kalulav with that same the bracha, so the Rabbanan, the mitzvah lulav is the bumah. It's an incomplete kima mitzvah. No, the mitzvah lulav is perfect. It's just that you lost that your chance. You lost your opportunity. You're saying birchas ha-mitzvah. You missed that on a different mitzvah. The mitzvah lulav is perfect. Now Shein Kalim, my kriya shema, the takana of the Rabban was to be said Kriya Shema outside the Brachos. Kriya Shema in Birchei Tzeho. And if he said Kriya Shema without the Brachos, it's an incomplete mitzvah. That's what the Mishkan Hashem says. They call the Kriya Shema an incomplete mitzvah. You say Kriya Shema after Allah, it's a shachar. It's anyway incomplete. So what is he going to gain? By reciting the Birchei Kriya Shema, it's not going to be a complete mitzvah anyway. So leave out the Birchei Kriya Shema. And when he says, you leave out Hashkimena, that goes when he says Kriya Shema shall Maila, shall speak. Yeah, but he does say the Birchas Kriya Shema, that's before Allah is Hashem. Then still he leaves out Ashkenaz. Right, the Gemara doesn't have Baruch Hashem Leo. That's the same point that I earlier, that was a later Takana or a Minig, whatever it is. And that's the question, whether we still continue to have that.
Would it be a comfortable thing that you wouldn't say Birchas Kriya Shema if you say Kriya Shema of the morning, not the right time?
That's a nice in the cash. There should have been such a comparable thing, that if a person says Kriya Shema in the morning at an incomplete time, at a time that he's not fully awake, then he shouldn't say the Birchas Kriya Shema. So the Mishnah says not so. The Mishnah on the day says, according to Kan V'Eleh, the last line of the Mishnah on Rav Chesed days, if a person says Kriya Shema Kriya Shema Shel Shachar, the earliest he can say, and the Selzman Kriya Shema Shel Shachar. So after the Selzman Kriya Shema, one says Kriya Shema, after the Zman is over, the Mishnah says, Mishnah, fell off, lo hipsis, not so bad, why? Kazim ha-kori ba-tora. What do you mean, lo hipsis? But he lost out the Mishnah Kriya Shema, so the Gemara says, the Gemara says, Kriya Shema, the Mishnah, Havada, the Mishnah Kriya Shema, he hipsis, but lo hipsis ha-brachim. That's how the Gemara says over here. So the Gemara, my husband, lo hipsis, I'm not you going to say, towards the bottom, I'm 10 lines from the bottom. What do you mean, lo hipsis? He says, Kriya Shema, after the Selzman, Kriya Shema, he's not yet to Kriya Shema. And what does the Mishnah write about the Lahitzis? The Mishnah means to say, Lahitzis is not Brachas, so even though it's yet to this man, and he's absolutely not yet to the Mishnah Kriya Shema at all, but still a Birchas Kriya Shema we can say. Is this what I tell her? How can you tell me that if you say Kriya Shema at night, and it's not the right money, you lost the Birchas Kriya Shema, even though you're yet to the Kriya Shema, but because it's Shema, the Shlei Musai, you're not going to say the Birchas Kriya Shema, here in the Kriya Shema Shal Shachar, your mom is missing all mitzvahs Kriya Shema, and still you say the bracha, the hashtira. Oh, that's the time again. He gets when he gets to Mishkan at Yankee. How can Mishkan at Yankee say that Rashi says that there is member goes on the first bracha? Only because on the second bracha, not only does he leave out hashkiven, he leaves out all the brachas, because he's saying Kriya Shema after Alot HaShachar, so the Mitzvah Kriya Shema Shalai Bishlei Musa anyway, so he won't accomplish anything by saying the Mitzvah Kriya Shema. What do you mean? Even when he says Kriya Shema in the morning, even when he's not yet to Kriya Shema, yet to this night, he still says the bracha. So he says at night, let him say.
The
The whole reason why the Mishnah says Lo Yitzchad Es Habrachet Kodeh Makor Batorah, because it's still the Zman Tzilo. So Birchas Kriya Shema, not only a Kiyum in Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema in Birchas Seo, it's a Kiyum in Shmad Esther that the other Mitzal Dirah Meshrocha Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'achakach Yitzpalo. So the Tzim Meshrocha Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is basically the first three brachas of the Shmad Esther. You don't start writing by Halein and Yitzchad Deh Abinu Hasher. You start first, Logan Avram, and Atagibur, and Mechaya Meitim, and Atachemur Al Adash, and then we say Halein and Yitzchad. Everything is Avram. But it's not only the Gimel Mishonim, not only the first three brachas of the Shmona Esri, it's Yitzchad on the Shrachon. Ba'achakati Ba'achish Tachlulim, it's the whole Birchas Kriya Shema, and it's the whole Sukkot Gimel before that. Everything is Yitzchad Shrachon Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yin Shachar is, because you can still Zahra Shmona Esri of Shabbat even if there's Man Kriya Shema. Even if he missed his migration, he still says Shmona Esrei, he still should say the Birchas Kriya Shema
Why? As a Kiva Shvachashvata, as a introduction to the davening of the Shmona Esrei. Rashi came by Meiris, if he, according to Rashi, if he missed Kriya Shema, he didn't say Kriya Shema before. Alos HaShachar, and he's going to say later, it's the truth, he didn't say Kriya Shema, but Shema Esrei cannot say. It's Yosh. Alos HaShachar is also Yosh. It's more than just Man Shkipa. This is Bishlach Lecha. So the Shachar doesn't correspond 100% to Yom versus Laila. That is Yom, the Kolos HaRakulah purposes, that's the Mishnah Megillah. So Shimon Esrei of Meiris, he cannot say, Lecharev Peshu, he cannot say Shimon Esrei from Meiris. So the Meiris, there's no purpose in saying the Bichas Krishna. It's not to see the Shvachar, it's to lead up to the Shimon Esrei. It's not to make the Krishna the Shimon Musa. Usually the Brachas of the Krishna are to spell out the themes of the Krishna. The first Brachas spells out the theme of Kabbalah from Achas Shemayim, Achas Hashem. There's one God who created everything, Yom Alayla, you know Yom Alayla, you know Alayla by Yom. There's one God who made Yom Alayla. The second bracha is Kabbalah Tol Mitzvah, Lima HaTera. And the third bracha is Gula. You see it, Mr. Sir?
But who says that this is speaking when he cannot see, he can still daven Shabbat, maybe speaking about evils when he cannot daven any more Shabbat? He waits till Mincha time.
No, that's for sure not. No, the Mishnah Gula just quotes the Machlokes, and the Mishnah says on test on a day, that if the person woke up late, and he davened at his litany, and he davened the chidus whatever, and in this non-Kriya Shema, he can still recite the Birchas Kriya Shema. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Machaveh, quotes the Machlokes, and we showed him how late is that? Yeah. Is that only up until Dalet Shoras? Because there's man of Tzila Shachris Mechatzila Dalet Shoras. But he's saying, no, it's even up until Chatzila. Because since to be evident, he didn't daven Shema Nefer Shachris before Chatzila, he can still daven late. So that's the Sahara himself.
So what happens if he didn't say it until Chatzos, then he cannot say Krishna either?
Yeah, he can't say Bichas Krishna.
Is that Krishna?
No, what, Krishna?
Yeah.
No, Krishna, he doesn't gain anything like the Krishna. That's the Sahara here in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, HaKoi Mekam Yerach Lehitzit Kyorim HaKoi Batoro, what do you mean Lehitzit and Mardi Lehitzit Akrava? Because the Krishna is not Yerachit. So what does it say? HaKoi Mekam Yerach Koi means Koi Krishna. But is he saying Krishna? Is he not saying Krishna? So the Bessiasen says, man, maybe we'll say Krishna also. He doesn't think you have to. The Bessiasen doesn't think you have to say Krishna. Maybe we'll say Krishna, you have nothing to lose. You have nothing to gain either. You have nothing to lose. That's what he gets mentioned. Yeah, he writes like this. I mean, I'll tell you, is my Krishna shall yom, it's called a yom, and it's only the Rabbanan that he said,
for 3 hours, right.
But the Mother Rabbanan asks again, it's in the perceptor, that it's not so. That's the first Bessiasen said, to shame, the Kovator is man with Kriyashmach, Kovachachon is man with Sivu. So the set is pretty clear that the Sivu is man with Kriyashmach, Shal Yom, is a Dindarite, it's not just a Chumim of the Rabbah.
What is the Machalai?
Sounds like he is saying with Kriyashmach. Right, it sounds not some hesitation, he makes what he is. That's what Rav Soloveitchik didn't like, that he thought that was very difficult what the Vishayashi said, that he doesn't really have to say the Kriyashmach. He thought that the And Rav Soloveitchik asked, how do you read the Mishnah? I couldn't come here from Roy Hift. It sounds like, it's not so big. It's not so big. He doesn't lose anything out on the Krishna. What do you mean? He's not saying Krishna, period.
Right.
He's only saying the brothers. But the Rav Soloveitchik knows that the Pshat is, he's certainly saying the Kriya Shema. If you don't say Kriya Shema, you can't say the Bichas Kriya Shema. I have the Bichas Kriya Shema for the purpose of Yishad, Yad, Yishwach, Yad, Yishwach, Yad, Yishwach, Yad, Yishwach, yeah. But still there were Nishakim, but the Chachamim had the Bichas Kriya Shema. That's the deal of Fonel, Yachorel, Kriya Shema. He came to say Bichas Kriya Shema, unrelated to Kriya Shema. So the Mishnah says if he missed his man Kriya Shema, he should still be saying Kriya Shema in order to enable him to say the Bracha. Because if he's not going to say the Kriya Shema, he won't be able to say the Bracha. Aye. But if you say the Gimel Parshas after the Sabbath man, the Gornish, so it's like saying Parshas in the Mishpatim, okay, I wake up late. I'll say, I'm not a Sedrish. If I should say Kriya Shema in the middle, I'll say the two brachas before, then I'll be mad at Sedrish Parshas before, then I'll say, Emes Liyatu, I'll say, yeah, Gwal Yisrael. But that's ridiculous. The Kriya Shema has to be, the Parshas Hashiach has to be in the middle of the brachas. But the answer is, Lo Yisrael, if you say the Gimel Parshas of Kriya Shema, Shalom Bizmanoi, even though you're not yet to the mitzvah, but a shame Kriya Shema, does that? So, it is the right three, it is the correct parsha. So the Mishnah says, HaKore Kriya Shema, Mikam Yerach Loi Yitzit, he hasn't lost the shame Kriya Shema. Not the Mishnah fella, not the Yeri fella. He lost the Mitzvah Kriya Shema, he's not Yitzit. But Loi Yitzit, he hasn't lost the shame Kriya Parshas Shema, Kodem HaKoreh BaTorah, because after all, the other correct three Parshas. So that's how the Gemara says that Zusa has a Chal Hashem Kriya Shema, so that's sufficient to enable you to recite the Torah.
Is this the same thing as Rashi says when Zusa speak up early Maya, he actually says Kriya Shema later on at night, and he repeats the Kriya Shema, the opposite. So that means he can't say Kriya Shema,
Right. That was one of the kashas that faces it against Rush. That was one of the kashas that faces against Rush.
Shouldn't you be required to recite the prophet at the time that you're being used in the Kriya Shema?
Because this is why the fish of our interest
is there, so you can save Mishnah. After the Kriya Shema for the sake of filling, for the sake of film, and that's for the sake of the Mishnah Kriya Shema. You
ready
for the no, the Dalat Tashi is. No, the Dalat Tashi is that it isn't in the Sillin, so then it isn't in the Sillin. They shouldn't say because he can't say you go to Sillin without the Dalat Tashi. So normally it's the Minig that you recite the Dalat Tashi, but on Tisha B'Av, it's the Talmud Torah, so you're only permitted to recite whatever is Seder Ayyad. But since he can't say you can live without the reciting of the Dalat Tashi, it's not called Seder Ayyad.
If the word fill without saying Kiyashma, it's only to say Kiyashma with mother without fill, it's going to shake it. But if the word fill the whole day, we have to go on saying Kiyashma all day.
Yeah, but then again, as you would say, Kriyashma for the mitzvah Kriyashma. Right, for the mitzvah Kriyashma. But if he was very early Kriyashma in the morning, but then the Ikarajin has no requirement to repeat the Kriyashma when he wears the tefillin later. Just the Tehillim, so the Mishnah Berurah has the Machlokes. He says that it's preferable not to. We think that you shouldn't. Okay, the next Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, and this Machlokes is that the children of Rabbi Gamliel once came late from Achas, and the Mishnah brought one of the Beit HaMishnah, they came from a wedding, and it was after Chatzos, whether it was before Lot HaShachar. Amrullah, so they told the father, look, we did a Shema, we didn't recite Kriya Shema yet, Amalahem, so he started, and later, Amrullah HaShachar, Chayav Matem, because. It says, the Gemara here, and this story, the Adhashtal Ashmir who had it of Gamliel. The children of Gamliel never knew that their father's opinion is that he can say Kriya Shema all night long. They were laying yeshiva for so many years, right in the dormitory, they never heard that their father's opinion was like that. Why did they ask all of a sudden now? The Gemara says, no, Hachi Kram Relay, this was the discussion. What exactly did the Rabbanah hold? Rabbanah Pliki Yilavroch. The Chachamim disagreed with you in principle. But they hold that Kriya Shema is only up until Chatzos because that's when people are going to sleep. They hold like Rav Moser, that's right. They hold like Rav Blazer, that Bishlach Machamim, those people are beginning to go to sleep. But they disagree in one detail, but Rav Blazer, where as he says people go to sleep up until the first third of the night, they say people go to sleep till Chatzos. But that's the word. Then Yachad Zeram Allah Karam, we don't pass like, we wouldn't pass like you, we'll pass like the Chacham. So we've lost our chance. After Chatzos, he can't say Kriya Shema. I don't want to know. In principle, the Rabbanan agree with you. I don't want to know. And the Chatzos is only Yadzeir, the Rabbanan. So it's only Yadzeir, and then Rashi Yadzeir. It's only the Chatzos, not the Yadzeir. So that's what Rabbanan says. That's the correct shot. The Rabbanan only argue with me about the Chatzos, but the Yadzeir, they agree. Father, can the Chatzos, the Chatzos, and the Yadzeir, it's only the Chatzos. The Rabbanan told all his sons, Rabbanan, Kavasis, Zirulahu. The Rabbanim are basically masking with me that it's really the Natura all night long. And the whole Din of Chatzos that I argue with them is only a Machlokes on the Chatzchilah, but the other day would also agree that the Rashi knows, but the other day would also agree that you could say Kriya Shema after Chatzos. So therefore, Chayav Matem Likros. Why did Rabbanim say Chatzos? Just for Chatzchilah. So I have to tell them, you know, Abel. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. If you read the Gemara like that, so when the Gemara said on the previous Bab, Halacha to Rabbi Gamliel, 50 lines in the bottom of Chesed and Beis. Amar Abiyud HaMashmur. Halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. What do you mean Halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel? What was the Machlokes Rabbi Gamliel HaChachamim? Are you required to recite Kriya Shema L'Chatchila before Chatzos? Or is there nothing wrong with waiting till next Chatzos? If I want to sit and learn a whole night, and I'm going to go to sleep also. I'm not going to stay up all night. And before I go to sleep, I'm going to say Davos. Is there any din L'Chatchila I have to recite Kriya Shema before Chatzos? Or can I wait till way later after Chatzos? But the Gemara says you're not allowed to eat before you recite Kriya Shema because you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to take a nap. That's all. The Gemara says you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to take a nap. I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to take a nap. I'm going to learn. And on my pajamas, on my bed, whatever, I'm going to have a big slide. Don't forget to say Kriya Shema before you go to sleep. Is there anything else? So the Rajva says, no, this is the Parsha Pshat and Gemara. Allah is Rabbi Gamliel. And what was the Machlokes Rabbi Gamliel Chacham the way Rashi learned? That is it required L'chatchila to recite Kriya Shema before Chatzoy? Or did he ever after Chatzoy? Everybody agrees that you still say Kriya Shema. Because now there is called Allah. That's the Parsha Pshat and Gemara. That's how the Rajva writes. And the Rabbeinu Yoyla insisted that it's not so. We discussed in the first Pshat. The Rabbeinu says that that's not the Pshat. That will have Chila before Chatzoy. Then I'm a Maskin. Avad, you have to say Kriya Shema before Chatzoy. Not only before Chatzoy. You have to say it as early as possible in the night. The Gemara singles out taking a nap and having supper before. These are things that will cause you to forget. But even without that, the L'Hatchila is improper. Even to spend an hour or two to learn and then daven at 10 o'clock. So L'Hatchila, you should daven higher at the Rabbeinu Yoyla, and he says right away. As early as possible, yeah. As early as possible, Zvi Magdilis, as early as possible. And for sure before Chatzoy. So what was the Machlokes Rabbeinu Gamliel HaChachamim? Did he ever? That was the famous Rabbeinu Yoyla, Daf Aleph Amud Aleph in the Din. Did he ever? The Rabbeinu Gamliel says, did he ever? If he didn't say Kriya Shema before Chatzoy, so then you still say after Chatzoy. On the level of the right, and the Chachamim say no, that they will always get the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Midi Rabbana. That if you say after Chatzoy, you're not getting to the mitzvah, so it's not worth saying Kriya Shema after Chatzoy. So if you hold like the Rabbeinu Yoyla, so how do you read this Gemara? Oh, this is Rabbeinu Gamliel talking, so how do you read it? You see, we read the Gemara, the children of Rabbeinu Gamliel, Kekaitin, and they asked Mishaila. We know, Daddy, we know what your sheep is. You know, hold my door. But Yachad Rabbeinu Lachyam, you're outvoted. So we want to know, what does the Chachamim hold? The Rabbeinu Gamliel holds the Chachamim also say that you can say creation after Chatzoy. This is how Rashi and the Rashi read. But the Rabbeinu Yoyla, you can't read like that. Rabbeinu Yoyla cannot read like that. According to Rabbeinu Yoyla, Rabbeinu Gamliel Paskin, you can rely on me. So what were they asking? Yochad v'Rabbeinu Lachyam Kirabim. So how do you read the whole discussion anymore? If he's saying his shita, so his shita is he can say all night long to you. So what do they say? Do the Rabbanah disagree in principle on you and therefore Yochad v'Rabbeinu Lachyam Kirabim, you're outvoted? Or no, can we rely on you? How do you read it? They can rely on it. Rabbi Gamliel is going to give this sheet anyway. So what's the difference what the Chachamim say? I'm telling you that it is like me.
But according to Rabbi Gamliel, you can do it like me.
Machriya Zvorov, it says in Shulchan Aruch that the din of keep it out. That it's prohibited to be Machriya Zvorov. If a person disagrees with his father, there's a need to keep it out. But Shulchan Aruch says that a son is permitted to disagree halacha l'maaseh with his son. Whenever it's negei l'din, and they bring it right because you have Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees with Rebbe, you know, the father and the son. You have many times Tanan and Amram disagree. Ait Machriya Zvorov, Chelek Alodim, Machriya Zvorov. Machriya Zvorov only applies, it's only a prohibition when it's irrelevant. My father says that he thinks that this one is going to win the election. And I thought that this is not going to win the election. What's the difference in going to win the election? He tells me he thinks it's going to snow tomorrow. He can tell by his arthritis it's going to snow. And I start arguing with him it's not going to snow. He's predicting the future. What's the difference? If it's an issue about Kabbalah will murder it, then it's an issue. You shouldn't keep it out, not to be Machriya Zvorov. Not to argue with him. But if it's an issue that is relevant, he says everybody should like film like this. And I say, you're wrong. You have to, like, you're not dating. You have to do it like that. And he is encouraging everybody that they should vote for this candidate. And I say, no, that'll be a catastrophe. Everybody has to vote for the other candidate. Whenever it's Nageya, then you have to respectfully, you have to have respect, but you have to disagree. Whenever it's Nageya, so there's no deal of keep it out. So what's over here? Not about according to Rabbeinu Yoyla, they all agree that L'chatchila you have to say Kriya Shema before Chatzoy. And not only before Chatzoy, even before Chatzoy, right away, this is my giving. So the whole Machlokes was really about one and only one. Yeah, but if he didn't say before Chatzoy, with the Chachamim oiker, the Mishpat Kriya Shema, so it's worthless to say later, or they weren't oiker.
If it's
Kabbalah,
they hold like
Kabbalah,
then it's
the but it's only Yom Kippur, you know? What could it possibly be with Saturday? It's only a day? So what's the issue?
If it's a Kippur,
oh, that's the Pshat. That's the Pshat. We had a Gemara before, we learned last week, Kizai Hura, Plain of this Mechol of Ishal Tavcha. They give you, in Gittin Ishal, in Erev, in Amida, various cases. All of the cases in the Masoret HaShal, Gittin Ishal, Erev, in Amida, all the cases are dealing with Erev, That's how most of the posts say that this cloud today are playing with this called the Bishar Satchak, only applies to Dina Bilabar. The one and only case where Kazin they write is over here. Kadaya Rafshin and this Machal Bishar Satchak, the Krishna they write. If you are the Krishna they write, that's also much like it. The Ramah Matthias had a top where the Krishna they write, the Krishna Allah they write. So perhaps that's the verse over here. Maybe that's how can say that this is the Bira Nigmar. Maybe that's the verse. They came, I shall go and find my Samishta. So it was a Shah Satchak. They were a Rusim, they were at a wedding, and they came late, and they didn't say Kriya Shema. So they wanted to know, can they say Kriya Shema now? This is Shah Satchak, can they rely on Rabbi Gamliel or not? So they told the father, we want to know, is your machlokes with the Chachamim a machlokes in the Din D'Oraisa? In which case, sorry, Yochid V'Rabbi Lachid K'Rab Yisim Shah Satchak, they're not going to rely on you. So is your machlokes with the Chachamim only a Din D'Rabbanon? So true, the Rabbanon, the Rabbi Gamliel holds that even the Yehudi are not yet the Chazay. But Kedai or Rabbi Gamliel, this Mechala B'Shah Tzatzchak, if it's a Din Rabban, if it's a Din Raitz, help B'Shah Tzatzchak, Kedai or this Mechala B'Shah Tzatzchak. But if it's a Din Rabban, then you would say. So maybe that's it. Rabbi Yehudi doesn't explain how he learns the Gemara. But that's what some Achrenim say. That they told him, Hachi Kwami Lei, Rabban, it's Ligi Yilav, Achim, Iker Ad-Din, it's a Machlek, it's in a Din Raitz, and then the other Ram Allah, Kir Rabban, saying, don't say B'Shah Tzatzchak, will be Lai Adu. On Dilma, no, on the level of their right, Rabban, Kabbasach, Firmu, So we came late to the chasna. So we shot that chak. We can kedai you, Rabbi Gamliel. Our father, this mechala. So he told them, they told me I'm not late to the dinner of Rabbanah. So you can't rely on me. Shachris was the Shmonetri of Shachris is Keneged the Karban Tumid, right. So the Karban Tumid was brought every day of the year before sunrise. So that's why there are some folks who will say that it's perfectly permissible to daven Shmonetri before sunrise. The Mishnah Berurah Pasuk is not so. But he quotes those who hold that just like in the Beis HaMikdash, it is permissible to they always brought the carbon before sunrise, so it's permissible to daven Shmonetri Bayat also before sunrise. But he was talking about Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is not doesn't have the same Shmanim as the Korban. Tefillah of Meirut would have the same Shmanim of Korban, but not the same Shmanim as the Talmud of Beis HaMikdash. It'll have the same Shmanim as the Achtaret Emurim, which is called Olam. Apparently not. See, they learned in the yeshiva. But they came home enough to know what their father's opinion was.
Even if you have a driver, he came on the dam, came to get the Yerman Kirishma Ashur Shechlin. He didn't tell him, so therefore, the time from what you call it, it was already that late. Not that he has not to Kriya Shema, that how long can that matter? It's already past the time.
So he
could have told him, and not to Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema? No, he had told him, Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema, because the Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema was over already.
The mitzvah of Hagadah is over. The mitzvah
of Hagadah
is not finished. It's not the time of Hagadah is over. If you continue telling Sikhism to drive during Sfirah, it's not yet. It's only Leil Tetzah. They said the mitzvah is over. It's a very time to Dam Shachris. If you keep on telling, Chol Ma'at is not ready, the Meshuvah is over. It's
not to Dam Shachris. So just stop saying Hagadah.
Stop saying I go to the neighbors. If it's time to daven, stop saying I go to them. You should recruit that here. Yeah. If it's time to daven Shachar, it means that you no longer will fulfill it. It's for the secret reason that. Okay, then Rabbi Gamliel says, V'loi zubu vad omru, but all of the dinim that are solving your chatzoris are all in the Rabbah. So the Gemara asks, the condition doesn't read straight. Rabbi Gamliel, he called out, how so is it telling him to provide a little dog that he can say Kriya Shema all night long? So what does it say? Not only this case is a Din Chatzai, Nidda Rabbana, but all the other cases also. If I can't, Rabbi Gamliel just said that it's Kolal. It's Kolal Laila. Doesn't think more name. Okay, come to Rabbi Gamliel the B'nai. This is what he told his children. The Rabbana, no, I disagree with Chalal. I hope until Amud HaShachar. But the Rabbanon, they only say till Chatzai, they only meant it with the Rabbanon, so therefore B'Shah Tatzchak, Kedai Hu, Kedai Hu Ani, B'Shah Tatzchak,
And even the Rabban, the Ali Chatzos himself, from the Shach, Abayim Kamei Chatzos, etc. But lo yizu bulvad, but this Chatzos, all the dinim that are with the Rabban Chatzos, that goes when he's explaining the Rabban Hashim. It's not his own Hashim. Fine. So what were the examples that he gave? What are the examples that he gives? He gives an example. Ekta halom eivar mitzvot mashiyal amud hashachem. Kol nechol yom alaylo mitzvot mashiyal amud hashachem. Ken lamar lechacham imam chazoyz. Kedei lehachi kesa odom min hoavir. No homo. Ekta halom eivarim. What does that mean? If he brought a carbon by yom, he can amak to the yemurim all night long. The halacha that avoid is only by yom, is only avoid is adam. The shkita kabbalah and adoch and shkita. But the other avoid is other than, or in a carbon mincha, or a carbon mincha, the avoid is at a parallel to the dalad of the yemur. It says in the Sefer that the dalad of avoid is mincha, that parallel to the dalad of avoid is adam. But if you have any other avoid that's not avoid is adam, it's not parallel, that avoid is, those avoid is he can do by lail also. That's a shad, but he can do him by lail. You mentioned there's a machlekes in person. Because duchening is compared to shorter levels of shema. Duchening is compared to shayla, compared to avoda. We can expect the certainty of a balmum. The Gemara says in times of balmum, hey duchening, even though a fine balmum is prohibited to do avoda in the Beit HaMikdash. So the Gemara says it's not exactly a full hekesh. It's a hekesh lamachta. That with respect to certain demons, we compare duchening to avoda. So there's a machlekes in Achlein, and what about the duchen balayla? Let's say if he's davening neila. On Yom Kippurim, and they're saying you live in the middle of the night, the Dharma in the middle of the night. So some hold that Dukhanim is compared to the other Avodah. There are Avodahs that can be done by Milo. And then Yishayim say, no, it's compared to the Avodah Saddam. That the Avodah Saddam has to be done after by Yom. See, what does the Mishnah mean? Hek Tachalo Revoim Mitzvot to Mashiach Amur HaShachar. Why can't you do it after Amur HaShachar? By Yom is a Havanic good. You can still do it by Yom. You can even do Haftarah Seymour and Balayla. Why can't you do it by Yom? Because it's Yitzchak Belina. If you wait till after Amun HaShach, it will be Yitzchak, it will be nicer. And if it's Yitzchak Belina, if it's nicer, then it's also Lachri Vagav Yom Zech. It's possible. It's possible. So it's an Yitzchak. We exactly does it say in the Chumash that there's an Yitzchak, that there's an Averah. To be machted, there's an aver like the sinner and avoid, there's an aver to let it become nicer. Where does it say in the Chumash that there's an aver to be machted and nicer on the Mitzvah? Places young to this, it means like he doesn't know. The Mishnah says that it's prohibited to be mocked, the Pigal Rasha Tommy on him is there. So where does it say? It says that it's Pigal Rasha Tommy, it's possible.
The coin can't beat it, the Mizrah can't beat it either. It's not the way for the Achil, it's not the way for the Achil, it's the way of Eid.
In the mitzvah, that's the outside of the Beit HaMikdash. But why not? If you burn in the Azorah, you're supposed to burn in the Azorah. So what's up there if you burn on the Mizrah? So the Mishnah says the same that it's prohibited. He doesn't know. How does the Tanoim know that it's so? No,
Why can't you say the problem?
We see from the Sukkim that it becomes Yitzchak Belina. That's absolutely Vadoi. That if you'll be Makhtir after Alot HaShachar, you will not fulfill any mitzvah because it's a possible accord. But is there an Avera to be Makhtir after Alot HaShachar? Is an Avera to leave it over? What's all the Kabbalah that are possible? Who says that there's an Yitzchak to be Makhtir? I mean, it's there. This is the place you're under there. That you're not getting any mitzvah by burning it under the stairs. The God wants to run to burn it. He won't gain anything. It's possible. You're not getting any mitzvah with this. But who's taking Chumash? The Mishnah is taking Tayrish. But who's taking Chumash that there's an Yitzchak? He doesn't know. But it's a Tayrish in that it's a Mishnah.
In that case.
But any leave over is a people of
No, it's not.
If you'll burn it now, you won't be able to miss it.
So burn it somewhere on the outdoor. Draco's nose is going to be. Who says you're not allowed to burn it on the Mitzvah?
Well, you're not
allowed
to get it over.
Yeah, you're not allowed
to get it over. So you're either going to come to say, now you're going to get mixture
by burning it. You are getting a Mitzvah by burning it. Not the Mitzvah of Hakdara. Why not say when he burns on the Mitzvah, get the Mitzvah of Draco's nose? Who said that it's prohibited to burn the knife on the bed? You gotta burn the knife anyway.
I think that you're over on this one.
It's like a couple of
weeks.
So you're doing blue but it's worse than Mara Sinai. So at the end of the film, there's an issue there, right? It just has no where the mother is. What about the burnt chulin on the Mitzvah?
Anything.
It more has a machloikas hataloim, whether chulin bazar is an issue there, right? Or not. So Taisus writes in one place that they would have suggested that the machloikas of the chulin bazar, the right of love, the right of means if you shech, are you committed to shech chulin in the azar? Or if you shech the chulin in the azar, the shchut is the reverse. If you shech the carbon, chulin bazar means the shech of the hemet chulin in the azar. It's both prohibited. You're not allowed to shech the carbon outside the Beit HaMikdash. You're not allowed to shech the hemet chulin in the Beit HaMikdash. You have to shech the only carbon is in the Beit HaMikdash. And then the chulin, you have to shech out of the Beit HaMikdash. So the Gemara has a dispute whether the use of chulin bazar is the right to do up on it. What does it mean? So it's a double machloikas. Whether the use of the shech chulin in the azar is an issa deraita to rabbanim, and if you did shech chulin in the azar, then it becomes also bachila. If you're not allowed to eat it, even if you take it outside the azar, whether that's an issa deraita and issa derabbanim. So this is right in one place. They would have, they said, they would have suggested only machlekes on those two things: the shech chulin in the azar, and if you did shech, it would have become also bachila and atarim to rabbanim. But to be machte chulin on the mizbeach, that they would have guessed that that should be some kind of an issue there, right? But then he says, not so. So the same issue Gemara in Razir, and that's how it says that the Machlekes of the Chul Mazor, the Razir Davon, applies to that too. And if your Chul Mazor loved the right, there's no Aveir in the Natur to be marked in Chulin on the Mizbeah. But here it's not Chulin. Here it's Kodesh, here it's not Chulin. Here it's Reisor. And you have to burn a Zafki in the Azor. If the Noisav Kosh comes from the Mizbeah to burn a Zafki in the Azor. But you're not allowed to burn it on the Mizbeach, you have to burn it back to somewhere else, not on the Mizbeach. So that's the Shaila, that it says, you come to this, how does the Tanai know that it's so? But the Din is that it is so, you don't know exactly how. So Nachamot, so what does the Mishnah give? How many Dinim rather that depend on Chatzos? So Kriyashma Chatzos is the Machlech, it's not the Amir Rabbonon. Whether Chatzos is the Rabbonon, okay. What's the story of Chatzos by Kriyashma, you know. Then Hekta Chalom Eborim, Tzvotam Shal Amur Ashach, is the Rishir of Chatzos or not? So we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah. Machlokes is Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says that they never made a hachaka of chatzos and hekta chalav meivor. And the Rambam says not so. Since the Mishnah puts it together over here, it means that shal amur hashacham and atoyer, but when the Rabbanon, you have a limitation of chatzos. You're not supposed to save it all because of hekta chatzos. And the third din, chol on the chol and the yoy mechot, mitzvot on shal amur hashacha, but lam amur hachom at chatzos. That's the same as it is the hachaka of chatzos. And then those are the reasons that they are trying to give for the Rambam. For Rashi. Why does Rashi hold that Hekta Chamad and Varm is Mutab all night long? Why shouldn't they have made a Gzeira or Chatzot? So some are trying to say because Kohanim. The reason is nothing to worry about. And others say because it's a Chayvus, it's not a Chayvus HaYochid. It's a chayv on all the Kohan who happen to be there. It's a chayv that yochid, and after you pray, some yochid will be posheya, and he won't do the mitzvah before chasid. But it's a chayv on all the Kohan, and no one single coin is obligated. So for sure, some kind will take care of it before our Lord Hashem. We have to worry about chasid. These are the reasons that Teirutsu that they give to the Mazda Rashi. Why does Rashi hold that there's no limitation of chasid? But the Rambam is pashtus over here. The Rambam knows that because it's put together with all the other genin, it means that the Rasharaj is not his own life long, but the Rabbanon is supposed to do it. He's going to have to answer. Rambam is simple. Rashi, you have to give that as there. What does it mean, Kol HaNechol Mizeh Mechem Mitzvah Tam HaShalom and Rashar? There are different types of Korbanos. There are Korbanos that are Mechem Mishnei Yom and Balayla. I can let you have Korb Mishlomim. But being a Korb Mishlomim on Tuesday morning, you can eat it all yesterday, because I've done all day Tuesday night, and Wednesday up until Shkia. That's Shnei Yom and Balayla. Today and tomorrow and the night in between. And tomorrow at Shkia, you're not allowed to eat it. The question, does it become nicer? That's the question. When it comes Shkia, I brought a problem in the Shlomim on Tuesday, so the Malachim is up until Wednesday Shkia. And if the Shti, you're not allowed to eat it. Does it become nicer then? Or does it only become nicer on Wednesday morning? Because in the end of Ezel, it has to do with this type of... No, that's a machlokes Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan. In the end of Ezel, Mekayman, the Gemara has a machlokes Chizki the Rabbi Yochanan, what's the din? If somebody eats the carbon, if you eat nicer, you have carbon. What if you eat the carbon or the Yom Shlishi? I ate the Kav Shlomim on Wednesday night. I brought it on Tuesday and I ate it on Wednesday night in my Chayav Koris. That's what I like it. Does it become nicer right away? You say no. It doesn't become nicer till the morning, till Thursday morning. But you're not allowed to eat it on Wednesday night. You won't be fulfilling the mitzvah to eat it on Wednesday night, but it's not nicer till Thursday morning. The Lord says there's another machlokes to talk about. I'll tell you, what if I shech the korban on Tuesday and I have in mind chishiv li'okla or li'om shlishi? I have in mind to eat it on Wednesday night. Does it become tishul or not? The only time the korban comes tishul is if you plan to eat it close to Zman, after Zman. So we know for sure you're not allowed to eat it on Wednesday night, but is that called chutzlus mana? So that depends. If it's already nicer at that time, so that's called chutzlus mana. If it's not yet nicer, it doesn't mean that it's chutzlus mana. So that's a machlokes anymore. What exactly does that mean? How can it be that you're not allowed to eat it and it's not chutzlus mana? It's not nicer. If you're not allowed to eat it, so why isn't it nicer?
It's just
nicer.
I shouldn't
have mentioned that it's nicer. By which case, if you have a carbon that's not a shnei on the vilaigo echot, right, that's if it's an acholim legei mechot. Right, that's an acholim mechot means, let's say, a chatos or an oshon or a korban treido or a korban pesach. No, no, that's only mechot. The yoy mechot is eaten for one day, so the zman is still on leis al shachas, and when it comes on leis al shachas, it becomes leis, so that's clear. But what if it's a korban mechot shnei yom v'lai lechot? Oh. So shnei yom v'lai lechot, just like a korban mechot, the yoy mechot, the yoy v'lai, because in Kachim, the Gemara says, halai lahai l'macharai yoy, unlike chulin. In Kolakar Kula, Shabbos, Yom Tov, everything, we say, Hayoyim Halakha Halayla. The holidays and everything begins at Seis HaKacham and goes to the next Seis HaKacham. But the Gemara says in Gid HaMashe, in the end of Kulin, middle of Kulin, the Gemara says in Kolzanas, in the Beis HaMikdash is Saker. That Halayla Halakha Halayla. That's why when you bring a carbon, it's Yom Halayla. When you have a carbon that's called Mishlamim, that's Nechel Shnei Yom Halayla Echad, so where does it come from? Shnei Yom Halayla Echad. What kind of a lesson is that? It should be Shnei Yom Halayla. You should say it's Nechel Yom V'Layla and Yom V'Layla. I bring a Kodesh Shlomim on Tuesday, so Yom V'Layla is one day, and Yom V'Layla is another day. So what kind of business is this that's only eaten for a day and a half? So that's why there's one by Nomini Gemara in the end of the Dhamma Kaiman, that the Zman of the carbon, theoretically the Zman of the carbon really is Shnei Yom. Shnei Yom, it means up until, if I bring it on Tuesday, it's up until Alot HaShachar on Thursday morning. But there's a thing that if you eat it on Wednesday night, you're not yet to the mitzvah. The korban is not of the korban, theoretically speaking, is shnei puyam. Shnei yam until Alot HaShachar on Thursday morning. But there's man kiyo. It's not korban, it's not the same. That's not a thing. Let's say the most you have a korban pesach. It's always like that. You bring a korban pesach on Erev Pesach, and the man of the korban is in until, let's say, Alot HaShachar. But you can't eat it on Erev Pesach. You can't eat the korban pesach on Erev Pesach. You can only eat it. Lamin early on Shlishi on Wednesday night, that the korban is still turned manoi, and if you eat it then it's not noiser, and you're not five korban, and if you shechted it on Tuesday, I'd like to eat it on Wednesday night, it won't become tigul because you didn't plan to eat it after this man of the korban, it's still within this man of the korban. But let's say a person shechts the korban pesach and he plans to eat it all on erev pesach, levod yom before Shlishi, it doesn't become tigul. If he plans to eat it on Chazai, yes, then it becomes tigul. But if he plans to eat it at his man at a time during which he's not yet to the mitzvah achila, that doesn't become tigul. Here also, one of the Gemara holds, if he plans to eat the shlamin or the yom shlishi, it won't become tigul because it's still the man of the korban. Every korban has his man. It becomes less than the man of the korban. Everything is that you won't be yet to the mitzvah achila to eat it or the yom shlishi. That's the machlokes chiz kiver of Yechiro. And the end of the Zemekam, it'll be relevant for the next week of the Gemara. So let's see, so what the Dina does the Mishnah mention? Only says Haksar Tei Murim, and Nacholim Liyay Nechot. Nacholim Liyay Nechot is Chatos, and Hoshlam, and Korban Pesach, and Toido. That Menateret Nechot Yom V'Layla, Kol HaLayla, Tuva Murashach, and Medina Bonan, it's only up until Chatos. So the Gemara asks, how come the Mishnah left out Achilas Tzofet? Our judgment is sacred, and our parents eat Kodesh Pesach all night long. We know the Pharisees in the Mishnah in Zohar that you can only eat the Kodesh Pesach still Chatzos. But there's a Machlokes HaTanaim whether that limitation is Minatera or Midrabbanan. So the Akiva holds that that Gzeir is only Midrabbanan, and our parents can eat the Kodesh Pesach all night long. Again, he Chatzos and Hashem and Tzadik can eat it all night long, and the Din of Chatzos is only Midrabbanan. But Minatera holds not that the Din of Chatzos is within the right of the Kodesh Pesach. So why doesn't the Mishnah here mention Korban Pesach along with all the other things? As in the case of the Mishnah, like Rav Lozman Azayda, the Shira Chatzos by Korban Pesach, as it didn't write it, that's why it doesn't fit in over here. That's why the Mishnah omitted it. So the Gemara Dim, Achira Tzak, Moi Kotoni, Korban Pesach has not mentioned that it's a din with the Rabban, or not Chatzos, like the Gemara, or Nini, you have a Brisa that says, Kriyash Ma'arviz, Mahalo, the Rebbe Tzom, Achira Pesach, and Slasa Mashiach, with Hashach, and the Mitzvahs all night long. So why doesn't Mishnah also say the Korban Pesach is all night long? So the Gemara says, Machlegis Atanai, Mamar Yeshu, like Hashir, Harav, Lazan, Azari, Harav, and Kiva. The Mishnah that doesn't mention Korban Pesach is because it goes like Harav, Lazan, Azari, that the Din of Chatzai says, Din the Raisu, so it doesn't fit in this Mishnah. The Raisu that says that the Mishnah is all night long is a point to Rav Akiva. So what does it mean that it's all night long, even with the Rabbanan, it's all night long? Korban Pesach is all night long, even with the Rabbanan. So the Raisu has a topic about this. He says, the Parshat Pesach is not that it's all night long in Atero. So what's the difference halacha l'maaseh when the Korban Pesach is chatzos by Korban Pesach is the din and atar atonah is din of the rabbanon? Halacha l'maaseh you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach after chatzos. The same is you're not allowed to eat. So is there any difference halacha l'maaseh? Oh, so the Gemara says in the end of stuff, the Nakamiyas will gabi master. If the din of chatzos is the din of the right, then we have a hekesh between Pesach and Master, so even then Master has to be eaten by Chatzos also. And the halal has to be, that's the difference. Yes, yeah, but the mitzvah of Master left Pesach without the kainah. So Seder, no, the Gemara says that there's a hekesh between Korban Pesach, the mitzvah, so you shouldn't schmooze the whole night, you should hurry up and make the Seder early to make sure that you finish eating that the kainah and everything before Chatzos. And say the halal also, yeah, more talks about halal. Rosh Hashanah, the Rashba quotes in the name of Texas that even halal should be recited before Chatzos. It's all like Rabbos and Razaya, that not only does the Hekesh apply between Matzah and Korban Pesach, it even applies to halal, even though there's no Hekesh on halal. Halal may be only with the Rabbon on Pesach, not a Shabbat with the Rabbon or the Raisin, but all of this is halal has to be fulfilled before Chatzos. That's the first of the Raisin. And halal is mentioned together with Matzah and together with Korban Pesach. So that's what the Rashi points out, that you want the other stuff. And that's the difference, halacha l'maaseh, as to whether Chatzos is the right to the Rabbanon with respect to Korban Pesach. If Chatzos is in the right, so then it's not limited after the Korban Pesach, it applies to all of the Kavara. If Chatzos is only a Zerim with the Rabbanon, so the Zerim only makes sense when you're afraid that it'll be Yavol and Yavere. When is Shem Yavol and Yavere? If you allow him to eat the Korban, if the Chatzos, if he may even eat it later, and he'll violate the Korban, he'll violate Yisra of eating Yisra. If he'll eat it after Chatzos, it'll be Yisra. Masha'elikin, if you read it after Allah's Hashachah, he'll violate Masha'elikin by Matzah, or by Hallel. The Masha'elikin says, the biggest Adair will be to say, Brachol Rabbonah. Brachol Rabbonah is going to be the Rabbonah. He won't be in Issachar. He won't be eating Nisach. But that's why the Gemara says, that's the Nachimina, Allah Allah Maitre, but the Chatzos is the right to the Rabbonah. My Korban Pesach, was not Nachimina. You have to keep on saying the Chatzos. The Gemara in the end of the Prophet suggests, maybe it should happen Nachimina as a Tumah Sayyadali. It is a Gzeirah with the Rabbonah, that a carbon that's mixed on the lino, that became nicer, if you touch it, is metame yisayadai. So the Mishnah says, ha-pesach, ha-chatzori, metame yisayadai. If you touch the carbon pesach, ha-chatzori, it's the next time to say that. So the Gemara says, le'ma ha-tishin k'rab lozman ha-zari, or le'ma ha-kibet, because like Rabbi Akiva, it's not yet nicer. Like Rabbi Akiva, it's not yet nicer. It's the same Rabbi Akiva. So the Gzera de Rabbanon that is Matam Shei Dain applies. So that's Nachkimina Gemara rejected. Gemara says that's not a Nachkimina. When the Chatzos is the right to Rabbanon, it will not be a Nachkimina. That's the letter of Matam Shei Dain. The same color code is going to be Tumah Shei Dain. And you're not allowed to eat it. That's the Gzera de Rabbanon. You're not allowed to eat it. That's the Gzera de Rabbanon. So what is the Nachkimina? The Nachkimina is... Oh, That's a Shaila. What if the person shechs the Korban Pesach and he plans to eat it after Chatzos? Would that be an Achimini between Rav Lozov and Azari and Rav Akiva or not? That according to Rav Akiva, that's his mom and Atari where you committed to eat it, so for sure it's not people. The Shah is according to Rav Lozov and Azari. Rav Lozov and Azari says that you must finish eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. So do you say that after Chatzos, the man of the Korban is up, they'll become people? that he says about that, either therefore has this mamish of people or not. That's the shayla. That's the shayla. So the simple reading of the Gemara in Shachin initially says, hafesah ha-ha-ha-say b'yam itaybayim. That if he touches, the tumma itaybayim. The Gemara says, leh ma tinsum krab lazman azayim, the lake rabbi kibbut. Why leh ma tinsum lazman azayim? Why does it make more sense going to rabbi azayim than going to rabbi kibbut? So the simple pshat, going to rabbi azayim is nicer. Going to rabbi kibbut, it's not nicer, it's a kosher akkordin, but the hachamim, are you who the rabbi alay, the hachamim prohibit you from eating this kosher akkordin. But you can't say that if you handle this, the time is like, yeah, the carbon is kosher, even the rabbanon is kosher. It's a piece of garbage that you're not allowed to eat it because the carbon didn't come up. But if you deal with it like a blood and azariah, then talk of the carbon to come in this one. But then the Gemara is matcha that, so from the Havamin of the Gemara is clear that after Hatzoi, the point of blood and azariah is mamish noisa. The carbon to come in this one is mamish noisa. But then the Gemara is matcha that, the Gemara says that's not correct, that even if you were to hold a sarakiza, So you may get scared because of that. So once the Gemara comes to the Maskona, then you don't necessarily know anymore that according to Rabbi Lazman Azariah, it's really nicer. That it's really nicer after Hatzai. Maybe it's not that nicer. Maybe it only comes nicer in the morning. But if you're Tamitai dying after Hatzai, it's the same reason Rabbi Kiva. You're not allowed to eat after Hatzai. That's the Shaila. That's the Shaila. So the Havamin of the Gemara is Mavur. So the Havamin of the Gemara is Mavur. Yerushalmiach has a famous piece. He writes that when he was younger, he used to think that even a kind of love and azariah, that you're not yet to the mitzvah of korban pesach after hatzai, so who says that you're not allowed to eat it? You're not yet to the mitzvah of korban pesach. So after hatzai, you can eat it with the third kachin kalam. You can eat it with the third kachin kalam. You won't be led to. He says, let's say you eat the korban pesach by yom. You eat the korban pesach on erev pesach. So what are there are you over? Before this man, the chef and another taster, it's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And he wants to start real hang on, he wants to have a new one, he wants to nibble a little bit. So what's out there, Andre? You're not yet, what's out there? Oh, so he wants to do over an expert. He wants to do over an expert, and go live by, you're over an expert, because if you're up with a bunch of Allah, and I said, well, I live by your mom. Then he said, yeah. So in other words, you're not allowed to eat the meat, and you're not allowed to come test before this month. What about after Chatzai to Kaita Blazman Azar? Is there an issue to eat it? Maybe it's just that you're not getting to the meat. If you need it after the month, you're not getting to the meat. Maybe it's not there. But there's an athlete that he used to think, the Al-Dusar used to think that if you stay to come test after Chatzai, Blazman Azar would never say that it's for him to eat it. He would just say that you're not getting to the meat to come test, but you need it to tell us, Kachin Kalan. But then he said it's against the mission. Then he says, you realize against the mission? Because the mission says the Tamitai is dying. And he says, let me not think about Lesnar Azariah with Bakir. He says, no, if you know that Bakir, it's clear that he's prohibited. That a point of Lesnar Azariah is prohibited from that therapy. Shabbat, what's the issue? What's the issue?
That's why
we're talking. Well, so you could either, one could perhaps say that it's nicer. That is man of the carbon types of his perfect, and if you like the lesser of his is nicer. And then you shech the al-das to even after that place will be single. Or one could say perhaps no. That just like for the Yom Shlishi, according to one opinion in the end of the Zal Mekayman, if you eat the carbon shlam in, you bring the carbon shlam on Tuesday, you eat it on Wednesday night, one amayr in the Gemara holds that there's no curry, and therefore if you shech the al-das to eat it Wednesday night, it wouldn't be single. It's just that you're not the extra mitzvah then. It's not the Zmana Kimah Mitzvah, but it still is the Zmana of the carbon. The carbon is not cooked with Zmana yet. But one could perhaps argue the point and say that even on Blood and Azariah, we also agree that the Zmana of the carbon character really is, till Allah is a Shaka, that's a Chachamim. He just said that you're not getting to the Mitzvah Sachiru after Chachamim. I said, why is there an interest to eat it the Terrence Kachim Kalim? So perhaps, no, that's the issue right there. Yachol is a Bosh of Balai Lazar, Balai Lain, Bayom Lo, and it's prohibited to eat a carbon character, Shalom, the Terrence Kachim Kalim. Just like you're not allowed to eat your carbon pesach in the Mitzvah Yom, why not? Eat it with the Terez Kachim Kam, so you won't be entered in the Mitzvah Kachim Kam. Eat it with the Terez Kachim Kam, so the answer is no, it's an Isha Vesay. You don't have to talk about Laila, 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 but you're not permitted to eat the carbon pesach, so let the Terez Kachim Kam. Maybe you have to have to also that together who eats in the blood of Nazareth. You're not permitted to eat the carbon pesach, after the Hasay, you're not permitted, even as soon as this man has become. That's the shayla. What did the blood of Nazareth? There's a famous zero that they quote in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. There is a Tosefta, the issue with Gersoris. A lot of times you have to send Hashem and Gersoris. There is a Tosefta which sounds like it says, according to one Gersa, that even according to Rav Loza Ben Azarya, that according to Pesach, she's only Nechalat Chatzot. What about according to Pesach? And I never shechted in an Erev Pesach. It got lost. And I had to bring in a different Korban Pesach. And then I find the Korban Pesach a week or two later. So what do you do with this Korban Pesach? The Gemara says that it's Korban Shlomim. That's Moshe Pesach, Korban Shlomim. The leftover Korban Pesach, you bring in the Korban Shlomim. So that Korban Shlomim has a special din. Normal Korban Shlomim is Nechal, Shnei Yom, and Velay Lechal, like a regular Shlomim. But this Korban Shlomim, since it was left over from a Korban Pesach, so initially it was intended to be Nechal, like a Korban Pesach, only one day. So this Moshe Pesach, Korban Shlomim, has a limitation that's only Nechal, Yom Valayla. So the Tosefta, according to one Gersa, seems to say that even according to Rav Ben Azarya, that you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, in HaTorah, but by this Korban Shlomim, in HaTorah, you would be allowed to. The Moshe Pesach, Korban Shlomim, in HaTorah, you would be allowed to eat it all night long. Are you talking?
Why?
So that's what he quotes, the Shema Chaim and Soloveitchik, but that's the deal I've over. The Moshe Pesach, Korban Shlomim, you're not going to eat it the Torah's Korban Pesach. You're going to eat it the Torah's Korban Shlomim. But whatever this man of the Korban Pesach was, that's going to be this man of this Shlomim. This is going to be a different kind of a Shlomim. So this man of the Korban Pesach really was Yom Malayla. Except that you can't eat it by Yom because you won't be able to eat it the Korban Pesach. But the Moshe Pesach, if it's left over and you bring it next month, then you can eat it by Yom. So you're not going to be able to eat it the Korban Pesach anyway. You can't eat it by Yom. So the Tosefta seems to say that Menachem can even eat it after Chatzos also. But the Rabbani wouldn't allow you to eat it after Chatzos. The same as a Chatzos and a Nosham. And the Korban Tzedek, we don't allow Korban Machon, the Yom Echor. You're not permitted to eat after Chatzos, whatever happens to Menachem. But Menachem, you would be permitted to eat it all night long because even Rav Loza Ben Azarya holds that that is the theoretical zman of the Korban. Just that you're not yet to the Mitzvahachiyah to eat it later, but the zman of the Korban is all night long. That's what they call it, B'Shem Rav Chaim, that's how he ends the Seyfus Kasha on his down.
What happens
to Seyfus Shehi? One second. Seyfus Shehi, Seyfus Shehi. The Seyfus is bothered with a Kasha. How can Rav Loza Ben Azarya say that Menatera is his man of Korban Pesach is Chatzai? The bottom page is on Tesla and all. But the Pasuk says, Rav Shiv, let the Shiv and her not break her. Why should I break her? Meet on Rav Shiv and Yoko. What do you do with the Pasuk has break her? How can he say that it's Chatzai? The Tosefta gives it there. So they say, B'Shem Rav Chaim, and a few of my friends say that Teres also, but that Pasuk goes on Moshe. Either of those in Azariah who says that you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, that's his man, Mitzvah Achila, Korban Pesach, you won't be eating after Chatzos. Like you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach with all Yom. You don't say that, that it's not his man HaKorban. It is his man HaKorban. So what's an army after Chatzos? It is still his man HaKorban, but you're not allowed to eat the Korban. So it doesn't, it won't become nice until the morning. And that would be the Rakhminis. What if he eats it after Chatzos? Would it be Chayav Karis? The Rakhminis, he shechts it. And El Pesach Hadayt to eat it after Chatzos. Would it become Tigul or not? That depends on the issue. Whether Rav Loza Ben Azarya means to say that Chatzos is the end of the Zman HaKorban, or no, not at all. Chatzos is the third one key of Mitzvah Achilas HaKorban. But the Zman, every Korban has his Zman. The Zman is really until Allah is Oshach. That's the issue. Yes. No, Rabbi Akiva holds it can eat it until Alot HaShachar, but the Rabbanik, the Lahachis, not the Maradir, and it makes Chatzos. The Rabbanik, the Maradir, says Chatzos is Minator. It's in the Ferish. And the Imam says it's prohibited to eat it after Chatzos Minator, the Rabbanik, the Maradir. It's not just the Rabbanik. It's not like the Rabbanik says the Altus, that he thought that even Rabbanik, the Maradir, admits that he's permitted to eat it after Chatzos. You just won't be able to confess it, but you can eat it as a Kachin Kach, Kachin Kamel. And then he says, he found me the Gemara, that says the Ferish Lassos. Really? The Gemara says, yes, the Chatzos is prohibited in the Latarity. Rami Shadrach, but the Rabbanan says that it's nicer at that time. That's the Shadrach. But the Jesus says that it's a Xerim with the Rabbanan. Not Mahmer, it's a Xerim with the Rabbanan. Yeah, but it's not a private Kumar. It's a Takana, it's a Xerim with the Rabbanan on everybody. But no one is permitted to eat Korban Pesach after the Chatzos. Korban Pesach is one of the two exceptions to the rule. The Shech, the Machinery Kodesh, it's not Mishpat. It is a Shlomo. Most of Pesach is a Shlomo.
Yeah.
No, but that's, no, the Gemara says that lotion, that although a Kav Shlomim is normally Nefesh Le'yam of Elayla Echor, but a Reisha Pesach, a Kav Shlomim has his man of Yenem, has the same man of the original Kav. But that's the Shaila that they quote B'Shem Abchai. What about Rav Lezer Ben Azariah, who says Abchatzari, would the Reisha Pesach, Kav Shlomim have that limitation also in the Nefesh Abchatzari? He has a Gershon of the Sefer that says no. Then even after Chatzari, it would still be Mutam and Aseret to eat it, it would just be examined, the Abbas, it would be nice and so on. So he says, this reflects on the nature of the din of chatzos on Pesach Musa. That it's not that the zman of the korban is out. It's still the zman of the korban till the morning, like the rabbanah doesn't, like the kiva. But it's the zman of the mitzvah achila. You're not yet to, just like you're not yet to mitzvah achila to bog yom, even though it's still the zman of the korban. Zman of the korban is yom b'layla. So the zman of the korban still goes on even after chatzos. And it won't become nice until alos, till alos hashanah. But it's in the middle of ad breaker, not what it's in the middle of chatzos. But it's in the middle of ad breaker, till the morning. So Rabbi Yitzchak quotes the Brisa. The Tanya says the Tanya Shema Kolei Tachanan. Yachus Abbas Abba Laila Hazeh. Lod Ben Azariah Yomer. Nema Kam Abba Laila Hazeh. Nema Bay Makas Bchayi. Nema Bay Makas Bchayi. Nema Bay Makas Bchayi. Malah Alam Hashem Makas Bchayi. So that is Zay. Ayi Bachse Abba Laila Hazeh. Zor Shem Hinkit Kol Bchor. Afka Anar Chatzori. But the Tanya Shema Abba Laila Hazeh. Now the Neza has a famous cash on his Gemara. There's no Sushtel. Makas Bchayi didn't occur the first half of the night. It occurred at the split second at the moment of Chatzori. So how can you say, so to over here, there is Shavu that Achilas Karm Pesach should be Ad Chatzor. You should insist that you have to have that, because Achilas Pesach at the moment of Chatzor is physically impossible. Moment of Chatzor doesn't have any time. It's just a Mashu. It's a mathematical moment in time. It's a Mashu. So how can you say that you're going to eat a Kazayah? That's his Kasha. So he says, no, the Teretz is that you're not Yetzig, you're the Chalisa. Rabbi Nathan never goes so far. That goes to the Havisa, so he says, the word is that you're not Yotzei Mitzvah's Korban Pesach when you eat it. If you eat the Korban Pesach, and then you die before Hatzoris, you're not Yotzei Mitzvah. When it comes to Hatzoris and you have eaten the Korban Pesach, then you eat. I defect the Koltik in Yonai, it's like Koltik in Yonai, he does a Mitzvah now, he's not Yotzei Mitzvah later. So he says, that's why you need Tom Pesach this week. That's why there's a din, that you're not allowed to eat anything yet from Pesach to Pesach. Because when it comes to Hatzari, you should still have to come Pesach. But if it's after Hatzari, then you can eat all you want. That's the two of Dami Neza. No, you can be after the Mitzvah as long as you're still alive. You'll be after the Mitzvah when you're sleeping. That's why Hatzari is going to get sugar. When he says, what if it's getting late, it's getting so much Hatzari, and the question of course, you have to eat up the Afikun, you have to eat everything before Hatzari, and if you don't eat the Afikun, you won't be able to continue eating the meal, so what should he do? And it's a shake of the dealer, whether he talks like whether the dinner is like Rabbi Lozman Azariah, like Rabbi Akiva. So if it's a shake of the dealer, what are you doing? You're going to go to the corner and eat the Afikun, and that's going to be the end of the meal, you can't eat anything. So Rabbi Lezer has his Chalisa, he's a good sugar, but he's right. Let him eat the Afikun and Allah tonight. That was, if the dinner is like Rabbi Lozman Azariah, that you have to eat, Afikun and Mikol Hatzai, so he's eating the same Afikun. And then he's going to wait ahead 15 minutes to let the Hatzai, and then he says, get the Hatzai, and you can eat all you want. Because the whole limitation of Eim HaTzim HaChatzim HaChatzim only means up until Chatzim, so that at the moment of Chatzim you have time not to deceive, so then you get to the Mitzvah. Well, once you get to the Mitzvah, then there's all time, then you can eat later on. So he says, that's what he claims. That's what Adonai Nezah claims. So he says, you should eat the Avikon and Allah Tanai on this tonight. And if the dinner's like a blood and razan, you're eating in the Shem Avikon. And if the dinner's like the Chachamim, that there's no limitation of Chatzim, you can eat later. So I don't want to eat this L'shem Avikon, so then I can continue eating the meal later. And then I'll eat another Avikon later, L'shem Avikon. That's just true. That's a sign of whether we really task him on this. But this is part of his Khalifah. He says, Abnozim and Azariah requires Chatzaris. How can it be if a Makas Perth was at the moment of Chatzaris? And he's saying you eat it up until Chatzaris. He says, no. He meant to say that you're Yotze the Mitzvah at when Chatzaris comes, and you have eaten the Korban Pesach. But if you die before Chatzai, you're not Yotze. You're not Yotze Bizman HaAchila. You're Yotze when you have the time, and that's the reason why you need Korban Pesach with you. Should be the reverse. It should have said the first right of Masechet Noach says like that, that the Makas Bukhari didn't die at Chatzaris. They took sick at Chatzaris and they died in Alot HaShachar. They died in Alot HaShachar. That's why the Maharsham claims, it says in the Achrayim say, the meaning is that we don't do Tidya Adem Balayla. We only do speaking out them by Yah. So they give different reasons. Where does it come from? We only do speaking out them by Yah. So when Hashem came up with this Einfall, Zechel and Akkad's Kurd. But just like Akkad's Kurd was by Yom, so speaking out them has to be by Yah. I just got there, Akkad's Kurd was by Yah. So he says, no, the first price it says, Masefet Smachas, not the first price it says, that they died in the morning. So therefore, Akkad's Kurd is only by Yom, so the speaking out them should be by Yah.
What
is
it
that we
should have?
I mean, the different things are not
for there.
There's a shout there, but it's not for sure. A tiger? Yes. Are they staking them in Masrech Shema? So Rav Lazman, as I learned that, Rav Akiva disagrees, and he says, Amalei Rav Akiva, let's have a chippah zayin. You can eat the carbon tassach, a half a month of the chippah zayin. Let me ask a chippah zayin. What's the chippah zayin? So the Gemara says, Till B'nai Yisrael were rushing to leave. Why were they rushing to leave? It says, Ayet Yisrael Pesach Pesach Pesach. He can be here to become Pesach all night long till Pesach. He came out on Mana, Balayla is there. What does it mean, Bachlach Abbas, Balayla is there? Man is there, Shabbat. Balayla is there, means Yoch Yenecho, because you're buying your own, a regular carbon, you bring it on Tuesday, so you can eat it on Tuesday and Tuesday night. So Yoch, you can become Pesach by Yom. You're not there to eat it by Yom. You have to eat it after Leil Tezvah. Eat it Yom, you're down with you're not there. But that's the machlokes of Lozman Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, but the Hatzoris is the very same Hatzoris is in the Rabbah. Great thing more, but why does it make Balayla has there? Why does it make the word has there? The Dishbainer of Lozman Azariah, this like Zerushal, he took Nikta Balayla has there? Because it says Tanakh itself, the Rahat Yerushal, Balayla has there? That's the Zerushal. The Jalak Rabbi Akiva, let it say, Yahweh Sabbatha Balayla, Balayla the Labayla. Why do I have to say the has there? Has there the Mutay what? What is it has there the Mutay? Halayla, Balayla is the Mutay, that you're not allowed to eat contest of the Yom Yudal. I need to deal Kaloshin and Leos. How's that to tell me that I'm not permitted to eat the contest of tomorrow night? But that, I mean, I would have thought you're not allowed to eat contest of $100, but you eat it Leos as well, and you can eat it Leos as I also. What kind of happening is that? So that, I mean, all the Pesach, Kaloshin Kalin, Shlomin Kaloshin Kalin, Mash Lomin, Mechon Mishayam, and Belay Lechod. Just like a Kamsun has three time units. You bring a Kamsun on Tuesday, so Yom and Lila and Yom. Go to Kamsun of Yeshechtin and Erev Pesach and Yom Yudalit in the afternoon, late in the afternoon. But you can't eat it by Yom. So I would have thought by Lila, by Yom, and by Lila. After Nechel Shtei Leilos, the Mokim Shtei Yom, it became Nechel Shtei Leilos, the Yer Nechod. Kamashkola by Lila, by Lila, by Nechod, by Nechod, by Lila. That, I would have thought that happened in there, that the Kompensa to me Nechal, Laila Vayom Valaila. Rashi has an interesting comment here. Rashi says there never was a Havamina. It says, Yaku Sabata Valaila. Why does it say Halaila Hazer? Why does it say Valaila Hazer? But it says Valaila, that could be a Havamina that you eat the Kompensa on Yom Tezvot. So Rashi says, Anakinami, that was never a Havamina. The Havamina was you should eat it. The Leil Tezvot, and skip a day, you wouldn't be allowed to eat it, you'd eat it. Leil Tezvot. That was obvious. The Kamash Malon, Balayla Hazeh, in the bar night, no. Now some are saying, no, that is not such cover. A lot of that. So the Nitzchah is going to get a kasha, he gets a funny kasha. Shouldn't it be nearer the Nitzchah, ain't a chaser the nearer. It's a din of kavanas, and then you have a carbon, that was kasha. And then a psul said to, and then the seed of a psul disappears. The reason why it's possible disappears, so there's a din of dichah yet of kavanas. And one exception to this, the source of this din is from the exception to the rule. Of our womb hydra. If the carbon gets a mum over, the kozman at the mum over is there, it says mum bow, then you want to the carbon. The mud actually means mum bow, kozman shav mum bow. When the mum goes away, so then you're permitted to be matter. So the pasuk is mashma azil, that it's only because mum over is an exception to the rule. But in any other tzul that was fed into the carbon, even after the sebus absul disappears, the carbon remains possibly on the way. That's called the tzul dealing. Even after the sebus absul goes away. The effect of Kasha, why not say over here, if you could eat the carbon on Leil Tezvot, then it comes Yom Tezvot. Yom Tezvot, you're not allowed to eat it, so how can you say you're allowed to eat it? On Leil Tezvot should be a psul. Not a psul. First of all, it's not a psul. You're a paslus. You're not getting to the mitzvah. Yeah, yeah, it's not even a mitzvah. It's a bitul mitzvah. You're not getting to the mitzvah if you don't do it by Leil. It's a drop in the back of Leil. Yeah, actually it is the first night. So the first night somehow doesn't bother him, that's Dichon Meikor. If one says it's worse, it is Nira, it is Chavachos, it is, then it's for sure full Dichon. Dichon Meikor. Yeah, but there's another sheet anymore that even Dichon Meikor is open up, that's actually it is the first night. That's not a deal of secret. And furthermore, there's a Tysus in Terekazo, of all places, in the middle of province here, where Tysus writes, I think Tysus writes in Terekazo, that the deal of Dichon only applies to Avodah Sakavodah. Haktoris in Murin, Rikas Adam, those kind of things. That's why the Achilles are first star. Let's divide them one place and don't be serious. But there's no Dina Jikui. The Dina Jikui is true of the year of the year for the present year. That you're not allowed to be mocked, you're not allowed to be avoided that part. As far as Achilles, one day in Tayshu does this one. There's Kamara Kash, it's not a true. It wasn't a true in Rome Tayshu. It's a funny Kash. Remember Rashi, if it's Zabin, it would have been to eat it, Leal Tayshu and Leal Tayshu. If Kamash Malan, then it's not. Kamash Malan, Balayla is there, below Balayla. Zira Blazman Azariah. How does a Blazman Azariah know that? Why doesn't he also need a Pasuk Balal Azel Ute that he came into some Bethel Shammai night? He should have the extra mind. He says, no, it's a Moshe Shirim and not Boinker. You're not allowed to leave it over. He learned that, not he learned that from Moshe Shirim and not Boinker. You're not allowed to leave it over until the morning of Tizma. Hi, Rabbi Kiva, why does Rabbi Kiva need a Pasuk Balal Azel? To be my life, we also enjoy. But then he, they asked me if he was one learning out in the Pasuk Moshe Shirim and not Boinker. I mean, I might have said, my Boinker Boinker Shem, don't leave it over until the morning of the third day, Chalamoi. But then I found he could need it on Leal Chalamoid, on Leal Tazayin. It's Kamash Malah Lala Zezna. But Lala Zezna holds, no, I'm not called by the preparation of the simple reading in a poster. Goes on in the first. Don't think about it. Hanit Tanai, Kahanit Tanai, the Machlech of Lala Zezna, the Kiva. But the Chashreis is a Dinder Aish, a Dinder Abanan, is identical with the following Machlech. The Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh gives three Zmanin for the Korban Pesach that are completely different Zmanin. One man says something for a Pesach bo Ered, where being great near to then it says Kibbo Hashem is yet the Shina Balayla. Then it says why take from the Mitzrayim? Why take from the Mitzrayim? Why would they leave Mitzrayim? Are you teaching Pesach Pesach? They said they left Mitzrayim in the morning. So what are the three manim over here? This is nine of the Korban Pesach. Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Or is it Leal Pesach Pesach? Or is it the Breakout Pesach? So there are three manim for three different things. So that's the Shaila. What are the three different things? So the first two things we know, the Zman of Erev Pesach in the afternoon, that the Zman of Akrova, Zika, Akrova is Akrova, Zika, Kabbalah, Lava, Zika, the Zman of Erev Pesach, the Zman of Laila, that's the Zman of Achila. But now with the Shaila, what's the Zman on Moi Seishka in Mitzrayim? Moi Seishka is the end of the Zman Achila. The Achila begins from Kibbay HaShemesh and it ends on Moi Seishka. You can eat it all night long. That's what Rabbi Kiva was asking. And Rabbi Zman Azariah would say no. Kibay Hashemesh, Milo, that's the Zman Achila. The Zman Achila doesn't go all night long, it only goes till Chatzos. What did he learn? I don't remember. What did he learn? Yeah. Right, that's the price. Right. So he was the first Zman in everybody's masking. Zman for Erez in the afternoon of Yudalit, that's Shita, Avodas HaKorban. Zman of Laila is Achila. The Shaila is how long does Achila go? So the Kiva holds Achila goes all night long, till Moed Seichel Sanch, up until Halot HaShachem and Ateres, only the Rabbah HaSeich. So Rabbah Zman Azariah holds natural, he holds that Zman is only limited in Ateres, Zman is limited by Chassos. And what's the third Zman of Moed Seichel in Yisrael? That must be the Zman of Shreifa. But it sounds like it doesn't become nice until the morning. It sounds like our friends were. It's a simple reading every month. That's the thing. That's what's going on. So what is this man? It's the old man is chassid. What does it say? Aloha shasha. That's what the mark was. Let's say right there. The air about the tzarek. Late in the afternoon. Shechita shasha. The kibay Hashem is means balaylo atarecho. Moi teis from inside. Mato so rei. The Yeshua disagrees and he says bear about the tzarek. That's the same. The shech from the afternoon. Kibay Hashem is atarecho. Same. The afternoon is on the third. Mosa masay atarecho. He doesn't say masay atarecho. He says ad masay atarecho. You can eat it all night long. Atarecho the halak ad moi teis from the Mitzrayim. So the second, so what Rashi is saying, what's the difference between the first time and the second time? I've never heard Yeshua, they said the same thing. So the difference is a slight difference. Moi Teishchen and Mitzrayim is the Sovzman HaAchila, or not necessarily. It could be the Sovzman HaAchila is earlier, namely Chatzos. Moi Teishchen and Mitzrayim is the Zman Shreifa. So that's a Tarakamba, holds like a blood and a Hazai, the Chatzos is the Raisa. And Rabbi Yeshua holds like a Rashi. That's the Havamin of the Gemara. Right, that's what Rashi claims over here. Rashi says, what do you mean, Moshe says when Shama to serve? But it's Yontes, and Yontes, you cannot burn on Yontes. So Rashi says it's Slavdav, it means that if he has Mana straight for, you're not allowed to do this straight. That's what Rashi claims. Some are going to want to say, no, that this Tana holds that you're permitted to do straight on Shoshim to Yontes, yes. So the Gemara says that you're not permitted to do straight on Shoshim to the Yontes. The Gemara could be that it's not Mushkam L'Chol HaDeis. That's what some of our want to say, that this time it maybe should be taken literally. That after 13 days, if Mamish permitted to burn on the halacha of the night, if we were talking Allah, you have to wait till after Havdol, that's Lila already. Yes, the Havdol on Chalamoy, that's Lila. We have a day, we're not going to the initial special place of Allah, we have to wait till the morning of Chalamoy, till the morning of Tenzayim. So Rashi writes in the local of the Shaila is it could be this town hall that he permitted to burn the Shaila 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 Yom. And then what just fills in the rest of the information? What's the issue? Amar Abba, how come Noidim? What was on an eviction gal? He's on an eviction gal with a bear. The power gave them permission to leave. The official declaration of Shichur was that Chassayis right after Makas Bechardim. Because it says, you remember, Hashem Alkechem in Mitzrayim Loimba, means the Gula was Balayla, when they got the Shichur. Because she got through to march out of Mitzrayim, when did they walk out? She said, I ate this and said, I'll bet I'd wake up. And they told her, commanded not to walk out of the house. Rabbi said, they didn't leave Mitzrayim to walk out physically until the morning. She got through, he got through, Rabbi Yenshinam, and Machat HaPeth, and Rabbi Yenshinam, and Rabbi Yenshinam, morning, Amen, Nechuku, so what is the Machalikus of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lazman Azari, got in the Pasuk? Rabbi Kiva argues with Rabbi Lazman Azari and says, Bachal Tamas of Dichri Pazo. What does it mean, Dichri Pazo? So Rabbi Kiva says, Dichri Pazo means you can eat it all night long. Ashatri Pazan. What does the Blazman Azai do with that part of the Chipazan? So the Gemara explains that the two Chipazan, after Chatzayit, immediately after Chatzayit, the Mithriyim were frightened out of their wits. Everybody's dying. So the Mithriyim were running around like mad men, trying to cover themselves. Yeah, yeah, leave already. Leave the country and don't give us any more market. So Rav Lozman and Azai learned about how to most of the Chipazan should eat the Korban Pesach up until the time that Mithriyim will be running around the Chipazan. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, but how come out of the Chippot and Shereef until you will be running out of the Chippot, which means in the morning? Because then I'll get the Pesach of Beis HaTzlaker, so they drain some, that's the rest of the time, the Chippot's on, in the morning in the daytime. That's the
Magwit. Before that they only got sick and that they died in the morning?
So when they got sick right away the team were rushing to get the name to leave. That's right. But the name show didn't leave till the morning.
Or maybe they should have left in the morning, but before they died, would have been the
same. They wanted them to leave.
The ones that ran away before the final one thing
happened. No, the team wanted them to leave, so they thought the market would end. But the Rabbi Shalom said they shouldn't leave. They're not allowed to leave till the morning. So the Machlekes are blood and Hadar and Akiva is not a Machlekes, a fact. The Machlekes had to interpret the Pesach. The house of Arthur, the Chippazim, who's Chippazim? Amen, Nechlaku, Hashas Chippazim, a blood and Hadar, so my Chippazim was in the Mitzriyim. The Mitzriyim were rushing right after Chatzayis to chase Bnei Yisrael out. So it says, the house of Arthur, the Chippazim, it doesn't mean you should gobble it down. People mistranslate the Pesach. Doesn't mean you have to gobble it down quickly. You can eat Korban Pesach. There's one of the differences between Pesach Matan and Pesach Dayus. The Mishnah itself is the set of Israel of Kama and Kama Nafimina. The one Nafimina is Mikra Mi Ba'ota. If they had to buy the carbon 4 days before the day, so that's only a Allah Shoah test and some doesn't apply test of this. Another difference is that Yeshua is in test of the Beit HaBeker, the Mashlech and Chashurim, and Lechem Rav Lechem, and Kelchem Yefchem. So instead it says, Achal Tem Lois, that this he calls it. You have to gobble it down. No, the Gemara says that's not a thing, you have to gobble it down. Unlike that, the Lord, you can sit and eat the Hesbeth and relax. Castle trying to have to gobble it down, there was no such thing. The house of Mazda Chippazim tells you this non-Lazarus, that's Lashon Lazarus, it's the same God. The Rabbi Kiva says, the house of Mazda Chippazim, you can eat it all night long until you'll be running to leave, which will be Alay Tashaka. And the Rabbi Kiva says that this man is the house of Mazda, you can eat it up until. They both interpret the Chippazim up until the time there's going to be a rushing, stooping to the Holah. The Rabbi Kiva says up until the time that you'll be stooping to leave. But when I die, it's up until the time that the stream will be stooping you, that you should leave. The Stamer is not that there is Shabbat Balala there, he would know Pshat and Chippot. That was very much sure that they should show that they're ready to go. Okay.
You're ready.
Did you pick it? On the after, you're now freed, you have brought him up on his door. Now you can say, Halal be Hashem, or Yav be Paroi. Medicine, that that's the whole tidman that Paroi says, that official declaration of Shichur was declared in the second half of the night, after Matan Zed, after Chatzai. So that was the Haskol of Hagudu was the Shichur. And the Gemara Gudu is when they actually left.
How do you see that?
And says, I guess he has a place to add like it. He's done it all night long until young. Yeah, that's how we talk, you know, like the mission of the killing. According to this standard of disagree, they said,
no, I don't know. What do we do with that comment? I don't know.
Another piece of Gemara. Dab enough, the Yosmei Ha'amri Glamour. I could have brought a tough Moshe Rabbeinu, he should please, Dab enough, please tell the Nisha, Ein Ra'al Roshan Bakasha. Why please? I'm going to be Rabbi Yanei, Ein Ra'al Roshan Bakasha. What is the Baruch Hu asking Moshe Rabbeinu to do me a favor? Amalei HaKod is Baruch Hu Moshe, but Bakasha, Imcha, please, Lechem, one more heavenly soul, the Bakasha we can, Shalv and the time for Chesu, but I don't, Shuna Yanei, Rosh Ha'at Tzadik, Allah will be, have any kindness, Allah will be, but the Bishop, and I'm sorry, that part of this, where he kept, Allah will be, he came by him. Maybe the Nisho worked very hard, that was hanging out to the Chush God, not came by him. So HaKod is Baruch Hu, please, with Moshe Rabbeinu, please get the Nisho to do it. So when he asked him to do it on the road, the Bnei Yisrael said, Halabai Shanei Shidi Yadmeinu. We're not interested in schlepping Kesev is all the smallest and everything. We just want to go free. Mashbam Shaychadish Bnei Tassur, the man was in prison, and they were promising him, Hayom Allah, Bnei Adam Hashim, I call them Machon, Bnei Tassur, they're going to come and take you out of prison. No, so look, I'm going to give you a lot of money. So when you leave the prison, take along all the money. And he says, forget about the money, just let me get out of this prison. I'm going to have my cousin came on, Bnei Hayom. So the Bnei Yisrael weren't really interested in taking the Dizah to Mitzrayim. Now the Mephoshim all asked, they don't understand. Yeah, well, why is the Mephoshim only afraid about what Avraham Avinu is going to tie to Shem? Isn't he interested in keeping his own promise? He said, Dr. Hayez to the Bush Rabbah. So why did he ask? Why did he plead of Moshe Rabbeinu? Right, so that's what they said, because the Magid has a famous deal. It says that the Chush Gadol could really be taken in a spiritual sense. The Chush Gadol is going to be Kabbalah Zatah and so on. But Avraham Avinu can still have a time. I want the Chush Gadol Mash.
He
gives a Mashal Mash. There was a little boy, a 10-year-old kid, whatever, a 5-year-old kid got a job and he's working all day long. And the company okay, give him $10 at the end of the day. So then they give him a check for $10. So the kid is crying at the end of the day. What do you give me? Where's the money? He wants nickel, dime, Spanish. I don't know. He doesn't know what a check is. He doesn't understand what it's all about. He's complaining. So the one whom he worked for says, what do you want? I gave you a check. It's not better. The check, if you lose it, no problem. I'll give you another check. The money, if you're going to lose it, it's going to be yours. And the kid doesn't understand. So too, the first one is going to give him a Chush Gadol, is going to give the Torah. So the other has a Tzadik, a Rambam Avinu, came to Farakshin and is saying, no, but I want the Chush Gadol to Pshutta. He wants Pshutta. That's what he calls the verse from the Dubna Mar. And in the Sheikh Hakum. Others give other the Yuru. The Pasha Pshat, some point out the Pasha Pshat is, so if they don't want it, so Mashal, he gives a Mashal. Lord of Shaykh Ali Bnei Sashim, and he says, do me a favor, don't bother me with the Chush Gadol. Let me out of here, I'm not interested in the Chush Gadol. So the first one had a plead with Moshe Rabbeinu, God will know, please tell Bnei Yisrael that they shouldn't be Merkel over here. They're going to be Merkel, Avraham Avinu's got to have a Tainah to me. I would say with Merkel, what's the Tainah still? But that's all my Tainah. Strictly speaking, they don't have any Tainah. There is no time. It was with Taibuatram, and they say that Michael they're not interested in it, but in order, I'm going to shouldn't have any complaints. But that's why the Rabbi Shalom pleads with Moshe Rabbeinu that he should do it. Others point out that this thievery of taking the Dizas Mitzrayim is mentioned in Chumash twice. It's mentioned first in Parshas Va'era, I think, and then in Parshas twice, mentioned twice. So the first time in Parshas Va'era, it's only told to the women. It says, Vishal is Isha Nishchent and the Gorah Shreif at Mechat Lech Lezal with Mawad. There it doesn't say God and not please. It just says, tell the women to take. The women are not interested in Jewelry, Mawad, Desert. But the men weren't so interested. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Moshe Rabbeinu, do me a favor. The Gzeras Abdus was only on the men. It wasn't a Gzeras Abdus on the women.
We spoke about a few weeks ago.
There's different opinions in the matter. The one opinion was that there was never any Gzeras against the women because it was like a Mechana and they all waged war against the women. So the Bavodri Yosem Kiyin Bohem, the men had to work their heads off. Al-Han Yeshi, B'chush Gadol Kiyin Bohem, the men are not going to walk out. Only the women are going to walk out in B'chush Gadol. Because the first people in Parshas Vayera, they were told that the women. So the Rosh Hashem said again, in Parshas Bo, Dabad No, the Yosem Yom, please ask the men that they should also sleep. The men weren't interested. The women were interested. The men were interested. He says, please say that Avraham Avinu shouldn't have any time.
The
women were at the Beit
HaZoran.
The same is different than Urim. The Achrayim have different than Urim. What the issue is. Okay.
The Gemara in Creases on that Pesach Aleph learns out all of the dinim of Gaelus Lidairai from the Maimon Hashina. It wasn't some a historical event, it was a dinim book. It was, Maimon Hashina was scheduled to take place in such a way that we should learn out how a person has to become a Gaelus. Whether the others had a dinim Kaidim Akhtelim, but they still had a dinim of Gaelus. But the Gemara is an issue that the Rishonim didn't debate, but still this is the Perush in the Gemara, that on the occasion of Maimon Hashina they underwent a mighty Gaelus. But the Gemara says that the change in this translation was this, the Lila Tfila, the Hatzor HaZamin, just like the Bnei Yisrael at the time of Har Sinai, had to have three things, had to have a Bris Mila for the men, and Tfila for everybody, and had to bring Karbonos, in addition to the Kabbalah Shaper of Nasa Mishma, they had Kabbalah Shal Mitzvah. So to a various, you have to have Kabbalah Shal Mitzvah, you have to have the Ger, has to have promised to keep Mitzvah, you have to have Mila for the men, you have to have Tfila for the men or women, and you have to have Karbonos. Where does it say all this in the Chumash? They had all these things. So Kabbalah Shal Mitzvah says, so they said it. And Yisro and the Mishpatim says, Parashat Yibah Hashem, Nasa Nish, there was Kabbalah from this. Where did it say that there was a carbon? So they said that Moshe Rabbeinu brought the carbon, and he reserved it down. Where did it say that there was Nila? So the Raman quotes in the Gemara, says in Mitzrayim there was Nila. The Gemara understands that the Nila in Mitzrayim was not only Kolor Ad Yochav, but not only to be mashed into the carbon pesah, it served a double function. They told them that after they're going to leave Mitzrayim, Tavlin from Shem Alahar, that there's going to be a Geirah, so the Lila that they did in Mitzrayim was also to lead up to the Maimon Hashina. The Lila was going to be mashed up to the Geirah. But where does it say Lila? Where does it say Lila? Because the married people had to go to Mikra because the Palat Yishuk was there. What if a person was single? So where does it say that you needed Lila? But the single people wish that. Oh, so the Gemara says, commenting on the passage. But at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, it says, "Vayikach Moshe et Hadam, vayizrok al ha'om." He deserves the dam al ha'om. How do you translate the word al ha'om? The Rashi Achumish says, "Look in the Tagum Unklis that he says the Tagum of Vizrok al Mad b'chol ha'chator alama." Doesn't mean he deserves the dam on the people. He deserves the dam on the mizbeach to be yaitzim. The Chabad means that they should be the balak korban, the kaporah korban. They should be yaitzim the korban. That's how the Tagum Unklis is. Tagum Unklis is the one sheet in Tanai. But the Gemara said in Greece it's a different shot. Vayizrak Moshe. Vayikach Moshe Tom Efadom. Vayizrak Al Ha'om is to be taken literally. That it doesn't mean that he deserves the dam on the Mizbeach on behalf of the people. He was literally deserves the dam Al Ha'om. So clearly, the Gemara adds on. He thinks that the other tradition, the Lekha Hazor, the Light Zilo. But you cannot be mazah anything on a person unless the person has Zilo and a Mikveh in advance to be kosher, to be right, to be Mikal that Hazor. Where do you have like Azov, like Zilu, where do you have such a thing? Normally, the only thing is that by a Tamei. When you say a Tamei is Tamei, he has to become Tamei, go to Mikveh. But that's not enough, go to Mikveh. Go to Mikveh at the end, you have to first have Azov, Shvish, and Shvi. You have to be mad on him on the third day and on the seventh day, and after that, Azov, Shvish, and Shvi, then he's Tamei, go to Mikveh. Okay, so the Tosis in Megillah points out, and that Chav, Tosis points out, that there's a Mishnah Megillah that speaks about the Tamei going to Mikveh before the seventh day. What is that? It says that's three Tamei. Tamei is that the Tamei has to go to Mikveh three times. It's go to Mikveh first, to do Mikabel, to be right in the Kabbalah Zah Shri. It's go to Mikveh second time on the Yom HaShri, to be right in the Kabbalah Zah Shri. And yes, he had it on Zah Shri Shri. Now he's there straight to the table in the Mikveh to become tall. But this cloud, like how Zah Shri in the Zorah, that didn't always apply. When you're mazed by a Talmud, you're mazed on him and he's Lila and Nikhil to be in the Kabel, that's Rosh Mishashvi. And here is the Hirosh Shor, because Rosh Rabbeinu was doing the Dham on the Om, not on the Mizeh, on the Om, on their body. So that's what he was saying, Lekha Hazor, but the Shal is, two Shabbos, according to the Talmud Unkelis, that they reserved the Dham on the Mizeh, so how do you know that you need to see what the Chalaf? How do you know that a girl of all these guys is I don't think so. I think Rashi and Yevamos is bothered with the question. Rashi and Yevamos is bothered with the question. Bush says that there was Tfila. So Rashi says, well, the women who have no Mila, how are they going to do a nice day? Bringing the carbon. And Martha is not saying they can't just come because it's not miraculous to become again without it.
says, by promising just Kabbalah from this, we have to have some right to give. And Rashi says, Hasbara Nasenes, get a Tzviva. That's what Rashi writes there. Rashi writes it to Tzviva from Islam of discussion. If you all like to talk to Monkulu, it says, by Yisra Tzviva, it's not to be taken literally on Gufa Aram, the result of the death of Adam. So where do you see that there was Tzviva? So he says, we started there with Tzviva. But the Gemara increases, says not, so the Gemara increases learns that the Tzviva was, to master them to have the Zrita on the Gufa. It's not Tzviva, it's not Gemara, it's bothered with a different Kasha. I feel like the Gemara increases, this is Nicha, when you're going to do a Zrika on the person. But with Beres, you never do the Zrika on the group of the deer, and the Zman HaZed, it is the Chalal. The Gemara HaZed increases some of the Zman HaZed, the carpet is unhappy. There's no carpet at game at all. If the whole mocker, the whole Yafusa of the Zvila is to be Machshir the deer, so the Hazor, like Hazor, like Tila, so the Zman HaZed, you're not bringing any carpet in the Chalal, or the Zman HaZed, you're bringing a carpet, you're doing a carpet, you're doing a carpet, you're doing a carpet, you're doing a. So how do you know that you need tefillah? That's what it is. So tell us, so the Gemara says this is the Makkah for the din. In fact, it's Tehra Achrenim Yem Kakasha. Rabbi Yechanan comes up with a din, and the Gemara in Yivam is in other places, in Shabbat, in other places. He says when you have a gear of all this guy, you have to have him become a gear in the presence of a desert. So the Achrenim Yem Kakasha is all the hill says gear, which I learned that from Amin Hasinai. The Kabbalah from this is in the Mila, and the Tefillah, and the Korban, and everything. So where did you have by Manu Hakim? Where did you have up there? It doesn't say anywhere that there was anybody representing him. And Shabbeinu had a dream of Malkamayin Alephon. But we need a Bezna correctly, he can have the function. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that he needs that. You don't need a Bezna Gorl. If you're learning out from Moshe Rabbeinu, you should require Bezna Gorl. Give him a couple of years. They say to the Mishkan, it says Moshe Rabbeinu has to instruct on building the Mishkan. And Moshe Rabbeinu has to order them to be in a Paraduma. So the Tanoim don't have, and the Paraduma can only be brought under the auspices of Bez Nagor, because Moshe Rabbeinu has been Bez Nagor. And you can only build the Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash, if you have under the auspices of the Bez Nagor. But at the end, you can't, if you're running out of Moshe Rabbeinu, if you need to ask a Bez Nagor, Moshe Rabbeinu, you might as well get a Shlosh, or just a Bez Nagor. And he learned that from a different process. Mishpat is a different process. Well, what happened by Manu Hasina? There was no Bez. Was no Bez. So Shula Kutta writes in his, and this he has a parrot. Shula Kutta has a parrot on this. He says, another kasha. So forever that kasha with another kasha. He says, the Iker idea, the whole idea of Gerus is a creature's bridge between the person and the Rabban Shalom. And if you have a creature's bridge, you have to have the two parties participate. You have a contract, they both sign the contract. By Mala Hakina, the both parties were there. There was a Jewish Kenneth and the name's over there. Why don't you require, if you're learning everything out from Maimon HaSinai, you need Lila and Fila and Karsh, you can't go with the Mishkina. So you need a Gimish Kina? If you don't have a Gimish Kina, take this Mishkina. So how do you know you can ever be Makabal Gerd in the future? How do you know what to learn out from Maimon HaSinai? How do you know what to learn out? So he says that one Kasha for us is the other. We learn them, you need that both parties have to be present. You need the Shekhinah should be there, and you need the Ger should be there. They should both agree. So the Masha, A, Shom, Gil, and Shekhinah, so we learn that from our Torah. Elohim, Yitzhak, Bat, Aska, whenever there's a Bezin, so there will be a Shekhinah. It won't be Megula, it will be the heaven. So that's the reason why the Daska by Hashinah, there was no need for a Bezin. And the Doris, because by Hashinah, the other side was there. Shekhinah was there, we saw. And the Doris, you need Daska Bezin to represent the Shekhinah. So this is a different. But the other Kasha is by Tanisha, Samari, the Kitasha. How can you learn out Lazarus in the passage that says over here that you need Tzvila Lazarus because they have Tzvila for this reason? That's a basic reason. Lazarus, you don't have a Zalami group. There's not a better carpet at all. So how do you know that you need Tzvila for the Zalami group?